Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Blog Talk Radio.
You let the beat feel beat round and round. That pose she go, that sound to make when she hit the floor. I'm gonna take her to my room. For sure. I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
P-Crow B&T, king king we fucking with you tonight, man. Let's go.
Money. What you say?
I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die. You be killed. LOC. Three turtles. Job.
Money ain't a thing.
BKP and T. Dollar ENT. Big Brother Payment. Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio. J Dog, V Dog. Ain't the frame picks. Let's go. And in Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now. Call in, get your shout out on.
Rain, make it rain.
Yeah.
Make it rain.
Where you from?
Make it rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. ATA. Make it rain.
Make it rain.
Make it rain. I'ma make it rain. I'ma make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain. I'ma make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain.
15,558 people listening in, y'all.
You wanna see some ass?
Yeah, why you playing?
Yeah.
I wanna see some ass.
So what you saying,
man? Sexy ladies everywhere, baby. 168 North Avenue. Let a friend know. Get the ass in the building.
Make it rain.
Dolly, you going
yeah.
Ham, bruh. Let's go. We up in here, man. Bulldog Cafe. Layback Sunday Bagger Club Edition. Ladies, we getting away that free money, that photo shoot with Ain't Afraid Pink. Let's go.
Y'all
boy,
nigga,
man,
you see in the club. Y'all think y'all sick. These hoes on my dick trying to get a little cheat. It's me right now.
So fucked up. The whole world's fucked up, man. Michael Jackson lost his mind. What the hell is wrong with Michael? Another kid? Another kid? I thought it was Groundhog Day when I heard that shit. Another kid, get the fuck out of here. Yo, that's how much we love Michael. We love Michael so much, we let the first kid slide. Another kid, I'm fucking done. I'm done with Michael. I was a fan my whole life. I am fucking done. I'm handing in my glove. Okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes, Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. He's like, oh, Michael, you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation? Yes. Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, nigga, is you crazy?
What's up? What up? Boy Legion, the legend, man. I'm in here with Zoom Man, Glance Radio. That's where they hear that radio. Trey Dawg,
if you ain't here, you ain't nowhere. TonyHype.com, nigga.
Yo, what's poppin', man? Yo. Hey, 3C, we fucking live, baby.
Finally.
Paso King at the Gaming Lounge, man. Where are we at? The Masquerade up on the top floor.
Yeah. Yep.
We running behind, as usual. We got people waiting to get on for interviews.
Was Fro involved in that?
Nah.
I'm just wondering.
Nah, man. Y'all wish y'all could see this shit right
Hold
here.
Hold on. It's crazy.
I was involved in it because I didn't pull nothing out the wall. I didn't spill a drink. As a matter of fact, I would love a drink. But I didn't.
Don't bring the motherfucking judge, man. That's a problem. Seriously.
Right. Dude,
you have to address it. Hey, man. Everybody good?
Thanks. How you doing?
Doing good. I'm...
Dude, it is absolutely crazy here. There's people waiting.
Crazy, man.
We got the B-Girl Summit and shit in the room.
Yeah.
To reach RDM Bush Enterprise. There's no one there.
Turn. Right now, joining us, though, man, we got ADD.
Right out of the gate.
Yes, sir, man. What's good, man? How y'all cast been?
Chilling. I'm sitting here talking to
He went. That's what's up, man.
I walked by a couple festivities on the way into the building, goddammit.
I've seen many festivities in Magic City last night.
Oh, shit. That's what it is, man.
What's up? Oh, go ahead. No, you're getting right into what I was going to ask you.
Okay, yeah. Now, we saw y'all cats performing last night, man.
Man.
And y'all had that shit
in purgatory.
Yeah, man. Seriously.
Right,
how old are y'all cats?
I'm 24.
I'm 23.
23, okay. Yeah. 23. All right, man.
I'm Paris, by the way.
Yeah, I'm Slim Gray.
That's all right. We got you.
Paris and what?
Slim Gray.
Okay. Was that who that?
I produced the Snapping Pick.
Snapping Pick, okay.
Did you do the...
All of them.
You did Getting Far?
Man, I'm telling you, that track has been my soundtrack for everything lately, dude.
It's been the soundtrack.
When you guys did that song last night,
I about went nuts, man.
That's it.
Yeah. Far is my shit.
So, A3C, treating y'all good and everything?
Yeah. It's been cool.
It's
my first time in Atlanta.
Yeah. Me too, man. We from Michigan, though. Yeah, this is our first time coming out here.
We just came from Michigan. Actually, we'll mess with Black Milk.
Yeah. Oh, for real? Oh, yeah. Shout out to Mary. That's your homie.
The song we did before we did that.
I think we got that in the playlist.
What's that?
What's the name of the song?
It's Something Yet Dreaming.
That's the one we
heard. That's the one we got loaded up, man. So we're going to get to that in a second. And real quick, man, let me explain the format that we got going on. We got Console King. This is the gaming lounge, after all. We got fucking Xboxes hooked up from left to right. We got John Madden going off, man. NBA 2K12. Niggas about to get their head cracked. Hopefully, I can get a minute, get off the mic, and put in some work on somebody. But now, what y'all gaming on?
I want to play Street Fighter.
I'm on.
All right, Street Fighter.
Wow.
Are you on sports?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what it is, man. So
we'll get you guys set up. Console King to get you guys set up as soon as you're up and running, and then you guys can be on the mics and chat with us and whoever else.
Yeah, man. Anything else y'all want to get out to the people too, man? What's your website? Go ahead and throw it out there.
Once again, we are ADD. We dropped our mixtape from the Pitch Live back in March. It's free download. You can get on our website. That's www.divehiflo.com.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You can also follow us on Twitter at plus. And at Gravy Sweat.
Hey, what is so that? I wanted to ask real quick the name.
Yeah, I know you're just because the name been crazy.
All right, do you have ADD?
I have ADD. Got the Adderall for the low sight. But now, look. All right, the name ADD, his name is Aries, and people grew up calling me Diddy.
Got
so,
it.
Like, and the plus sign comes from what does ad spell?
What's that?
Oh,
plus.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks
cool, but it's silent,
yeah.
Though.
It is silent. I mean, but the actual sign is significant. It's like a symbolism of, like, you know, better creation, adding on to, like, legacy type shit, like being better than the rest.
Yeah.
It's like symbolic, not just there for show.
Yeah. It's all about positivity, you know?
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, man.
And you know what? It's easy to Google. That's just, man, it's hard. That's somebody put your name. Oh, yeah, my stage name's Frank. I can't find you.
Yeah, because it's the only ADD light.
Yeah.
You ain't going to find that nowhere else.
Yeah, man. You ain't never lie. Man, well, I thank y'all guys for hanging in there. We was late as fuck, man. Apologize for that. For real. So
nice meeting you guys.
Yeah,
man.
Get y'all gaming on, man. If y'all hanging on, man, shit, we might get y'all back on later. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what it is, man.
And if you win, if you play and you win, you're eligible for a free month of Xbox Live.
Oh yeah, that's what they doing. Yeah, courtesy of Console King, man. That's what it is.
So go prepare the thumbs, prepare the stick, stick thumbs, Dick.
So let's get into ADD.
Yeah, let's do that, man. Hey, when we come back, we might have another interview scheduled. We seen how it is.
Yeah.
We got cats lining up, man. So we gotta get on speed, man.
Yeah, sir.
What up? For real? Okay. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah,
we got ADD.
There it is right here, baby. Hood Hype, live from A3C. We'll be back in a couple.
Yeah.
Get a scoop of double dose of it. Best in the unbeing, surviving another. Make one scream for the unseen. Unfortunately, hands don't raise, but I still get praise. Fly lyrics on their dividends, they rip the runway. Taking off, not at all. I don't get paid. So every day I dip, like it's my last. Hoping that this feeling of wrong won't last too long. Mean talk with a mean walk. Out to be talk, how not to get caught in that jelly. Found in the bellies of disaster, poetic. Jumping out of every window, screaming message. Blessings in disguise, covered eyes in this masquerade. Man, I wish I would have seen the face. As always, my mind moving too fast, but still arrived too late. Virgo with the mind of a Gemini, we straight. Two heads always better than one. That's why we come second to none. Give it a run. They dream chasing them, but they run. Niggas is dumb. Y'all continue to have fun. My message is I don't want to be famous. I just want to be well out. Keep my bank account back and take care of those I care about. Fuck a Maybach. I just swing at my leg. It's the thoughts of a blitz. Just started writing, didn't know where to begin. Got a couple lines in, start over again. Then again, that line was tight. The time is right. Here, the line of light, gon' shine tonight. Yeah, we got a show, I got a flow. And a couple fans used to wanna hustle pants through the yo. Love is tough, went back to peace. I use it for improvement, others use it to deceive. I live for it, they die by it. No defense, that's why I diet. No defense, now I buy it. Want something in more than theft, my golly. Yeah, I probably be better off doing this than that. Trap, it's a trap, we heavy up in the mix. Got raps on top of raps, trying to make some sense and put Dallas on the map. I don't wanna be famous, I just wanna be well off. Keep my bank account back and take care of those I care about. Fucking Maybach, we just keep swinging the leg. I'm out of a black and from the yak. What if I was to make it? Rich is not born banking. Bitches all in my business, drowning in money, thinking, I'm frowning and wondering, thinking about this life I'm living. Another day, another dollar, I live my wishes. I'm trying through expedition. I would have never thunk it. I made it, but now, like, fuck it, I hate it. But love attention, I raise it. A bunch of women know me now, they owe me now. But I don't need to stress it. I just take a puff and blow it out. For portion, needs my portion, every penny. Fuck a portion, Lamborghini. I can force the ass genie. Why me? I ain't asked for that. As a tax, I just want to breathe. Bring ambulance, ambulance. 1, 2, 3, clerk. Money's my motivation. Living's my occupation. My new hobby is waiting, and I'm probably impatient. But I do it for this. Couple of cribs, a couple of whips. But I don't want to be famous. I just want to be well off. Keep my bank account back and take care of those I care about. Fuck a Maybach. We just keep swinging the leg. We just out of the black and some of the gang. Dang. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We back.
What's popping, man? We back, bro.
Shout out to ADD, man. That track is crazy.
That's sick, man.
Produced by Black Milk.
Yo, shouts to the mobile Amistad.
Yeah, man. We away from home and hot. Still hot than a motherfucker. Yeah. It's always right there, man.
You know, that's how it goes, I guess.
Yeah. So, yo, we kind of jumped in real quick, bro. How shit been going, man? You liking A3C? Everybody?
Yeah, man. I'm still recovering from last night.
Yeah, man. Last night was crazy.
Yeah.
Shit, saw a whole bunch of cats, man. Shit, Term. Man, too many people.
That's right.
Yeah, a lot of them gonna be here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man.
And this mic right here next to us, right here.
And watch your fucking step, dude. For real.
Yeah, man. One chord.
I swear to God.
I swear to God.
It's crazy. I feel like y'all are withholding the drink, so I don't spill it on nothing, man. I'm not happy about that, bro.
I'm going to put that out there, too, man. Later on during the show, once the gaming starts, we actually going to have the gamers mic'd in, too, man. So y'all can be hearing comments and
y'all
all types of
shit. Up.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
This is stupid.
Yes, sir, man. Control chaos.
You want to talk to our next interview?
Yeah, man. We got another interview up, man. We got the homie Volley. What's good, fam?
Come on over, man.
Hey.
What's good with you?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Doing good, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the people. We just spun your music a few times, so they're a little familiar, but
man,
go ahead and put it out there.
Support so early on. What's that?
So go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Volley, you know, artist, singer, songwriter, rapper, producer, do it all. In New Jersey, representing New World Class B.
That's what it is, man. Yeah. Shout out to Jer.
Now, Volley does some of the most, like, realest shit, like, the one joint, now I'm having a problem drawing blank. I'm not here. What's the name of that?
Yeah. You guys play that a lot. You like that?
Yeah. My favorite.
Nice.
That song is sick. That one and the new one you just put out on. It had to do with the liquor and your daughter.
Oh,
look up.
Yeah. Oh man,
you make some really, really inspirational. Like,
thank you,
amazing music,
yeah.
Man.
Try to, man. You know, it's just try. Pretty much, music is just therapy for me, and hopefully people to relate to that, you know?
Yeah.
So, connect with them on a real level.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man. So, what's your current project, or what are you looking to get into next?
Right now, I'm just concentrating on the next project coming out. Just like the mixtape that's going to really make a statement for me. It's called The Wall.
Okay.
And it's coming out end of this year, beginning of next year. Like I'm not in a rush, but I just want to make it right. It's gonna be very musical, very powerful music, you know.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Any EPA on it?
I can't exactly put out like a particular month, but I'll say
it's coming.
Yes,
so you can't put a timeline on the creative process, right?
No, I feel you, man.
Yeah.
So, man, who's been your favorite person that you've seen perform? That's something we've been trying to get feedback from everybody. You've been taking in the shows.
I haven't been going to a lot of shows lately, but I definitely like a lot of the alternative performances that I've seen. What was that one that Pat showed us? Mars, or was it 30 Seconds from Mars? Like alternative music, like crazy,
okay.
Like where they put on like real productions, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's where I want to take my shows. I want to get it to the point where it's like, it's just, you know, stadium, arenas, festivals, packed full of people.
See, that's cool, man. See, that's a topic that we get into a lot, man. I saw some of it last night, man, with hip-hop shows. Sometimes the energy just don't be there. And I don't know if it's sometimes if it's the type of music. Because, you know, sometimes when you got the live instruments, you know what I'm saying, that bring a different. Yeah, and I think that's part of it too, man.
Yeah.
So you think, though, by getting the, you know, live instruments in?
I like to look at different kinds of genres and everything, really. But with performances, definitely, because, you know, in any industry you're in, you got to have an edge. You can't be doing what everyone else is doing, you know? But I really just like the different things they integrate into their shows.
Okay. That's what it is, man. Now, you got what's your website?
VolleyMusic.com, VolliMusic.com.
Okay.
Go visit it. Free music, spread the word. Appreciate it.
Now, yeah, we got a track we about to play, too, man. The New Religion joint.
Oh, nice.
That's it. That's your fire.
Italian.
Yeah.
before. It's filling out, sleeping through the floor. Can't speak in the car, can't see me coming, ain't speaking anymore. The sense of change is when the end is seen. Can't see me get close, but things ever be the same. You just wanna get go, have the extra change, clothes in the coat. Hit the corner, switch the gear, now he's ready to post. He don't relate to what his daddy said, he broke his ways. But like everything he said, he watched the way. He just looked the other way, more concerned with keeping up with what others say. Ignored another day, so he slowly suffocates. Wrapped his hands in the tight, and refused to get my ear on the side. Someone walking through the fire, we'll be there for you when everyone retreats. Repeat, we'll be there for you when no one else can be. I told him how far he's waited, told him, look, nobody's here. Told him how far he searched, look, how look long, nobody cared. He told him how hard of pain he felt, but very deep inside. He looked and saw his father's eyes and said, in the moment, I try to put my past in a coffin. Can I close it? Going back and forth between the limo that I live in and the way of life I think will be the window into heaven. Will it be my prison? Solitary confinement, meditating the books of the monastery. The mind is the only enemy that I have. The paranoia got me losing every friend that I've had. Straight to the dollar in the corner, life crisis, borderline lifeless. Shouldn't even put a stone at heart of my license. I'm revived by the beat, give me 10 seconds. See me rapping with these bars, bench records. Never know I buried in my obsession. When you've inherited my religion, a lifetime of solitude. I don't need anybody. Big change coming, saving every penny. Every penny.
Material, man. Right now, yeah, we joined by
man,
the homie Rook,
who is Grammy Award winning.
Yes,
yes, sir. Yeah,
there, man.
Look at that.
Yes, sir.
From what
part of the motherfucking Justice League, man? Now,
oh man,
yeah.
You're cursing right here.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. We are
Texas,
yeah, baby. Oh,
yeah.
So yeah.
Clap for the curse.
Fuck yeah.
I need a fucking beer.
Fucking beer over here.
Yeah, man.
So the homie Rook, man. Yo, what you guys working on next? Because we big fans, man. I go back to the work you started doing with Ross.
Okay.
And them beats was fucking presidential.
Yeah, like, man,
I mean,
thank you.
Crazy. I mean, we was, you know, on it real tough. And so what's the new project you got coming up?
You know, of course, we're still working with Ross on his new album. You know, he likes to keep everything a secret until it comes out. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really say too much.
What kind of secret, though?
Hilarious. Hilarious. <Yeah. laughs>
Tell us about the secret, sir.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, let's talk about the secret. You know.
I just play with you.
Yeah. Man. Nah, but, you know, what else? We just finished working with Christina Aguilera. We're about to work with Chrisette Michelle. You know what I'm saying? Based off the Aston Martin joint, so we're going to L.A. Work for about a couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying?
How is that working with you know, Christina Aguilera?
Oh man, it's crazy, man. Like it's cool. It's cool that the pop world is reaching out to us finally,
right?
You know, because they know we can do that.
Does it take a lot of work? Does it take a lot of work for a hip hop producer to cross over like
that? No. Yeah.
She a worker.
Okay.
Say, man,
it does.
Okay. That's got to take a lot of versatility because y'all got certain sound that people come to expect from you. What y'all giving her?
I think they got a, like, we got a certain sound that people know,
mm-hmm,
but every, like, we know that we're extremely versatile and talented and all that, so we know we can do it. You know what I'm saying? But now it's time for the public to know that we can do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we ain't just hip hop because we can produce for Ghostface, Christina Aguilera to Gucci Mane. You know what I'm saying? Like we can do everything.
Name it. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Now, take me through y'all process, man, because it's y'all a 3-person group all together, right?
Three people.
Okay. Now who does what? Like, I mean, is this someone that you
Everybody does everything.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We each start on something. We each start off with ideas, and then we each finish it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might start off with someone, hand it off to Kenny, or hand it off to Coleon, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then we all come together at the end to make sure that the end product is outstanding. You know what I mean?
I got a question.
Okay.
Some of these tracks with the orchestral.
Yeah, that's a real orchestral. Well, It's real.
For real?
Yeah.
Like the Maybach music too.
Yeah. Okay. It was real, and part three was real. We got footage right there that we never released.
Please do.
Of the
hell yeah, we can see that, man.
Right. How many piece orchestra was it?
I think with part three, part two was a few people, and we just stacked it a lot.
Oh, okay.
Part three was a full, you know, it was like 20 piece. You know what I'm saying?
How do you manage that? I mean, do you just
say,
here's a sound that I'm looking for. I need you guys to recreate that sound.
It's not about a sound that we're looking for. It's a sound. It's something that we write.
Okay.
We write the music, and then we hire a conductor to conduct the music that we write. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
And, you know, Kenny, he was the mastermind behind the writing because he's the one that he's classically trained.
Okay.
So he wrote the score for Maybach Music 3. You know what I'm saying? And we're proud of that. We're proud of Maybach Music 3.
That shit is crazy.
So you hear the game, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we're about to get it popping.
Plausible question. How is this stick game?
So you Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, I'm a Mortal Kombat guy. But y'all telling me I have to play online, which is no problem, because I can fuck them motherfuckers up online.
I'm a 2-year-old kid that don't do shit.
I already know. But I'm saying, I would rather play somebody here. While we here, you know what I'm saying?
So elbow them out the way and shit.
So I can show these motherfuckers that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
We probably do either or because, you know, Mortal Kombat go quick anyway. We're going to run through it real fast. Let me throw this out there, man.
Just
for anybody that want to play Rook in Mortal Kombat, hit up KKZ AC3 AC34.
Yeah,
and that's the game for
that. Repeat that.
KKZ AC34.
That's right. And if you win, you get a free month of Xbox membership.
Yep, so that's what it is, man. If you want to play Rook,
I need a free month. Them motherfuckers banned me.
Did it, bro?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, that's
you were talking shit there. Niggas too real on that motherfucker.
Man, fuck you little 8-year-old, man. Fuck you.
Man, we might be able to get that fixed, man. So that's what it is if you want a game online against Rook. Man, appreciate your time, bro.
Stopping
by, man.
We're here, man. I plan on flourishing our relationship with the console king because we're fucking new that as well. You know?
Good shit, man.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate it.
All right,
take it easy, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, trust the Matt. Where the fuck did Matt go, man?
Yeah, Matt run around here getting pictures from every angle. Yeah.
Matt from PDH Photography.
There he is.
Yes, sir, man. I ain't gonna...
Thank you, PDH. Sir.
Shout you out, man.
Take a picture of yourself.
Take a picture of yourself,
goddammit.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
and I want to point out that the hood is unmonitored, unmanaged right now. So y'all need to. Hey, Goody in there.
Yeah.
Y'all mind yourselves. Don't go too
far. They misbehaved.
He said.
Actually, there's a few people. I have some requests that are getting relayed to me about some of these ladies around here that need to get in front of this motherfucking mic.
For real?
Yeah. I might have to actually, do it for the hood.
All right. Yeah.
I might have to. All right. I'm sorry. That's all.
I ain't saying shit. I'm about to jump.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, let's do it.
No way. Oh,
God dang.
Oh, and the game is up, too.
The game is up. They're here playing.
All right, man. That's what it is, man. I'm about to jump to this Izon Die Another Day. Hype.com live from A3C.
No. Izon. Yeah. Woody on the beat. Yeah.
past a minute to her with time. Mama's eyes so weary cause she worried the crime. Hit the sense was fresh by the burning of time. How it feels to be buried alive. So big, mean, thank you, girl. Gotta find a way. We need to be kind of the game. So from the pain, this is the shit to change. We need to be kind of the game.
Yeah,
I forget where he's from originally. I want to say like South Africa or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Oh, man. So y'all hear that, man. We in a room with all types of crazy.
That's right. Yeah.
The breakdance competition.
Yeah. Yeah. They about to get it popping with the breakdancing and all that, man.
Wow.
Oh, man, he loud as fuck.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Hopefully that shit ain't going to be popping.
They looking for somebody with a who's parking a handicap.
For real?
Yeah, they looking for somebody.
They're going to
DM. Might be me.
That ain't us.
As I go to
I'm
going
to try not to unplug none of these cables.
Yo, all right.
Yeah, I'm trying to wait for this cat to die down real quick, man. We got our next guest sitting in with us. There we go, man.
Justice League is on the Mortal Kombat.
Okay, Rook is on Mortal Kombat right now. And they going, it look like head-to-head. They ain't doing it online. They
he ain't fucking around, too, man.
He got the game right now, too, man. That's what it is.
Man, couple times.
That's what it is, man. Shit is popping, man. But let's get to the next guest, man. We got the homie, Jay Finn.
What up, though?
What's right? Good, man?
So that means he's from Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit. All day.
Yeah. Yes, sir, man.
Nice hat, too, man. Shout out to Burn Rubber.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out, bro.
Yes.
He just performed yesterday or whatever.
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah.
Now, you on the roster, too, though, right?
Yeah, man.
So when you perform?
I'm performing at 11 o'clock tonight.
11 good o'clock shit. Tonight. And where at? Which
Purgatory
Stage. Purgatory Stage. Okay. Purgatory was dope, too, man. We caught ADD down there last night, man. That whole little
first
section
of
that. Good vibe. Lots of energy, man. So go ahead and introduce yourself to the people, to our audience.
Basically, I'm just a cold-ass rapper. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of joints out. Yeah, man, I've been doing shows or whatever. This is my first time coming down to A3C. It's a real good vibe, man. I low-key, I ain't even took a flight nowhere before.
For real?
Yeah, man.
How was that flight, dog? Was it cool?
Man.
You nervous on the motherfucker?
Did you get drunk? That's the real first question.
Nah, I ain't get drunk or nothing. I was dizzy when I first took off. Then I was straight, but then we started landing, my ears was popping, I couldn't even hear nothing for like the first half hour I got off the flight.
You guys hit any turbulence, man?
Yeah, man. I was having trouble dealing with it. I was like, dog.
Right.
I don't know about it.
Nah, that's what it is, man. We from the Mitten, too, man. So this is my first time being down to Georgia City.
Yeah,
so, first time, man. So, man, so in the D, man, who you been working with? I mean, who you wrong with? You said you mentioned Ro.
My royalty.
Okay.
That's my little clique. We do like shows and stuff. We done did a couple of shows at St. Andrews or whatever it's called, Open Up. I done work with Capital Park.
Okay.
I done work with just a few people.
Out the deal.
Rated R, he producing for me. My boy TGZ Beat, that's my little production squad.
Okay. That's what's up, man.
And shots to Rook.
Yeah. He's killing it over there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get some Mortal Kombat.
That's what I was about to say. What's your game of choice? Mortal Kombat, you know we're going to have the NBA too.
Yeah.
Or Madden.
I was trying to mess with Gears of War, because I haven't even played that.
You ain't played the new Gears?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think they're going to have that set up too, man.
Yeah.
Shots to the Kings. They running shit, man.
Man. Shout out Kyle.
It's looking good, man. So what project we got coming for you next?
Somerset Collection.
Shots to Troy Mitchell.
Yeah, man.
Sure.
Y'all know Somerset is like the coldest mall in Michigan.
You ain't
it's got like some high-end stuff, you know what I'm saying? If you want to get that Louis Vuitton, all that stuff.
It's kind of like the Greenbrier Mall here in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
And basically, I named it that because I was like, well, I'm putting out high-end stuff that everybody wants. So, maybe the Somerset Collection.
Okay, man, what's the due date for that? When you going to be trying to drop that?
Probably November. End of November.
Okay, now this a mixtape or is this going to be a full album?
It's a mixtape. The production quality I'm putting in, I'm trying to make it like an album.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have all original beats for the most part. It'll probably be like one song that ain't original. And then, yeah, man, I'm just trying to put as much quality into it. I don't really try and put it into no specific category or nothing.
Okay.
You know.
No, that's what it is, man.
I make good music.
Well, get your website info, your Twitter and all that shit out for people.
FINISKING. Follow me. JFin, J.Fin. I got a new song. It's called Fast Food. I'm performing tonight. It's a video out on YouTube. Search JFin Fast Food. FinnisKing.com.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just check me out. Just Google me, man.
That's what it is, man. 11 o'clock tonight, right?
Yeah, man. Shout out Hood Hype, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that, man. We're going to be down there to catch you, man. At the Purgatory, bro. Good luck, man.
Great meeting you, man.
Yes, sir. Good evening, man. J-Fin. Go ahead and get your game on next, man. I think Rook just took somebody else out, man. You over there killing
Can you hear me on there, Rook?
Hey.
Can you hear me? Say something. Say something in the mic. Turn them up.
It ain't working.
Yo, I'm here. Yeah, what's good? Yeah,
two over there?
I'm 2-0 right now.
That's what it is, man.
Yeah, I'm
who next?
Juan Tesoraca Lancha.
He's right here. About to kill him.
That's what it is.
All right.
Finish
him. Who we got?
That shit going down, man. You got to jump into more music.
Yeah. You got J-Fin in there, though?
No, man, that's one thing I cannot
find.
So if he's still around, man, see if he can email me something. I would love to get that.
Got it. All right.
Get him something, man.
All right, man, who we got?
I'm about to jump to Just Nice.
Okay.
He should be in the building soon, right?
Actually, yeah. Hold off on that.
Hold off on that?
Who else you got?
Man, where my man Espanol? He's supposed to be here, too.
Play Espanol.
All right, man, we're about to jump to Johnny, man. Hoodhype.com. There we go. Live from A3C in the gaming lounge.
Yeah.
Shouts to the King.
The year.
Shit is going down, baby.
Anything go, anything go. Why the hell?
sir. We back on, man. We back on.
Hey, man, everybody tweet this. Put it out there, hoodhype.com. We are live as a bitch.
So yeah, we are live, man. Please retweet that. Get that shit out here. Stream is popping.
Hey, Shouts to Smooth Beats Radio, AOL Radio.
Are we still Smooth Beats about?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
damn.
Yeah.
We doing it.
Hey, hey, I'm going to go check out this breakdance competition that y'all can hear in the background. I'll be right back.
All
right. Yeah, that shit's not live to the motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, what's up? Oh, what's good? Oh, we straight.
And that music is loud.
Now, we had some switching up going on, man. I was expecting a different guest.
Yeah.
We got my man,
Irv.
Yeah.
Oh, Irv?
Okay, what's good, bro?
Everything blessed, man. Everything good, man.
Okay.
Having a good time out here.
Okay. That's what's up, man. Now, where you from?
Man, I'm from Roxbury, Massachusetts, in the city of Boston.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. That's Yellow City area?
Yeah.
That's what it is,
not
man.
Malcolm X got raised there, bro.
Yeah.
Irv, I'm going to leave.
Nah, you serious. How is A3C treating you, bro?
Man, everything's good, man. Seeing good people out there, you know, bumping into a lot of people, a lot of peers. I'm just happy that, you know, it's not just South by Southwest or CMJ. It's an A3C, and it's finally here in Atlanta. Even though it's been 7 years, I just feel like this year is, like, a great year.
Yeah, it seems like it, man. This is my first time being down. Now, Matt got down here last year.
Yeah.
He was like, yo. Gotta get there. Shit is crazy.
It's all
hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go to South by, you got. Now, ain't nothing against, you know, rock music and all that, but this is pure hip hop, indie. It's got the grimy feel to it. I like that shit.
I'm just happy that, you know, these young kids that's growing into themselves with different music. They're all here, you know what I'm saying? And everybody embraces all different type of music, you know what I'm saying? No matter what they like, you know what I'm saying?
That's true,
they respect the talent.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that too, man. A lot of different styles, and people been reacting to shit that I didn't think they was going to react to. And some people I thought was going to tear shit down, people was like,
I seen an Asian girl with a sparkle t-shirt yesterday. I was like, I don't know about her, but she was like, amazing.
That's what's up, man. Now, so you on the roster, or you going to be performing?
No, actually, I have an artist named Machine Gun Kelly who just signed a Fat Boy Interscope.
All right, that's where the confusion came. Now, yeah, congrats on that,
man.
Deal.
Thank you, man. So we about to release the Rage Pack, which is similar to a mixtape.
Okay.
We call it the Rage Pack just because of, you know, we do this whole, like, raging thing, and he crowd surfs and surfs on top of his hype man. It's just, like, an amazing type of performance. So now we're bringing a performance as a mixtape.
Okay.
So, like, the track listing is just like as if he was at a show.
Now, Kelly out of Cleveland, right?
He's out of Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. Yeah.
Go away.
The fucking Buckeyes.
All the way here.
No matter where you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Buckeyes always show up
somewhere around.
I don't know about the Cleveland Browns, but.
Yeah. So, how y'all link up, man? You being from Mass and him being from Cleveland?
The internet. You know,
okay.
I found him on the internet, you know, probably about 2 years ago. We just chopped it up back and forth, and then eventually it was just like, yo, let's make a mixtape. We made a mixtape called Lace Up, and we released it November 18th. From that day to now, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had, like, this cult following, kids getting tattoos of Lace Up everywhere we go, different states. I mean, Kansas, people were embracing us, Pub, Tech N9ne. Even from, like, Big Sean, Big Frit, so...
Okay.
I mean, we just hit the ground running, you know what I'm saying?
That's good shit.
And now the album's coming out top of the year.
Okay, now is he here in town too or no?
He's actually on tour, his second tour called the Hole in the Wall Tour. He's in Virginia right now.
Virginia, okay.
So you're an A&R for who?
I'm also an A&R for Machine Gun Kelly. I'm freelance.
Okay.
I work with the industry.
That's all right, that's all
right.
I was like, man, it's shocking to see you here.
And I also A&R Rock City, they're singer-songwriter.
Okay, we got Rock City in the playlist, man.
They performed yesterday at the international stage.
Okay, okay. We got them down for gaming too, I think. Yeah. Okay, all
right. My grandpa used to live where they're from.
Right on top of the island, man.
Yeah.
Thomas, man.
Yeah. You know, the guy who owns Virgin got his own island in the Virgin Islands.
His crib just burnt down.
It did?
Yo.
It's called
Paradise.
Wow.
And that motherfucking burnt down.
Down.
Hey, shout out to CJ. CJ from Console TV.
It came somewhere in the building.
You know, it's chaos.
It is.
That's what it is. Chaos, man.
That's what it is, man. What you about to play, CJ?
2K, I'm
going to
get somebody to
come
on this
2K
with me.
Ah,
there it is, man.
Yeah, 2K.
I'm on it. Are you on it? Okay,
man.
Uh-oh, the challenge is down, man.
All right.
That's what it is, man.
Shout out to Irv.
Shout out to the homie Irv, man. Good luck for coming by, dude.
Yo, man, this is good.
Yeah. On your website, though.
www.mgklacup.com.
That's what it is.
Thank y'all, man. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, man.
No problem, man. Appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you so much.
They're going to play NBA 2K.
Yeah, yeah. 2K is for now.
Yep.
Thank you, man.
CJ been waiting for this moment. For a
that
while,
crazy man, like, man, you got the breakdown going on.
Right,
that nigga was preparing last night.
Hey, go crazy. Check out my Twitter, OHH, and you will see Blitz live on the breakdance competition. This motherfucker just fell down. It's not a break. It's not even a cardboard on the floor.
Oh, wood.
The wood.
Wood.
He was standing, and then he jumped up in the air and came out on his bag and shit.
They are doing it.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
A lot of Asians, a lot of white people, but they doing it regardless.
I got those shout outs. Of fucking Coors Light. This is the best fucking beer I've ever had in my life. And I'm hot. I swear to God, bro.
And
this shit is tasty.
And I gotta, this is a strange shout out. What's in the stash box? Aquafina, nigga. Did you just see me smash a whole bottle of Aquafina?
You talking Aquafina?
Yeah, trying to cool off.
Hey, we will be getting in the stash box.
We're
going to do it.
Everything's good, Mac. You still good?
Everything is good.
Everything is good.
Yeah, man, I'm about to get into a track, man, from the homie. Yeah. Laws, he ain't going to be able to make it, right?
Laws ain't going
to
make it.
Okay, man, I'm about to go ahead and spin his track there. And incredible. Shouts to the homie Laws, man. Maybe I know he's still going to be here in the area, so we're going to try to track him down a little bit.
Shout to James Brown at the B-Boy competition.
The hood wants some of these females to walk to get in front of the camera.
Okay.
Hey, man, go ahead, bro. Round some up.
Hurry up.
We can do that, man.
Yeah,
the chatters is fucking. They vicious.
Is she a console king, baby? I need all. Get all the console king females, please.
That hurts. Hey, man. This is Love, incredible. Tonight.com, man. Live from A3C.
Yeah. Well, I am not them. They have got diamonds. I have got gems. Magazines are whack. I am top 10, but even if they're wrong, I'ma still give them something incredible. Make them believe in life, something for the happy day. Leave them alone tonight, I'll give them something incredible. Your girl like it, I started doing me, and now the whole world like it. I make your girl, fame got its prices, but turning daughters out in hotel rooms, prices. Call room service. Tell them we need a first aid for two nurses. Well, haters come in all shapes. I hope they all die. That's what you call fate. Someone get his number. Make sure they call Tate. You said he's on the line. That's what I call fate. So let your little friends at the mall hate. They are gonna die broke. I'ma give them something incredible. Make them Well, there's a king in his prince stage, and I can have you removed, but your chick stays. Facebook.com, Lost Hip Hop. Me and her about to have a fight, all rib shots. This a new era. Double D's, I'ma let her get a new pair. I work her way from the bottom, couldn't do it fairer. I'm only trying to beat me, I don't mean to scare you. I am a product of misguided youth inside the booth. I'm kind of robotic because I don't feel nothing, but I'm still coming. If that's rap new school, I'm good whale hunting. Oh, you the baddest on the earth. I'm gonna put my flag on your turf. I've been dragged to a dirt. The still came out shiny. You're whack, which reminds me. I gotta give them something incredible. Ever.
it's an incredible.
We here.
Yeah, we in the building. Y'all tell you what, man.
We live.
The background music. Can you hear it? I can't hardly hear it.
I hear breakdance music. That's all I hear.
You know what, man? I wonder if we should even bother. You hear the background music. Can you hear the background music at all?
Barely. It's cutting out. That's good. Only one we're talking.
Okay. That's all right, man.
I'll ask the hood. We're good, man.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Now check this.
What's up?
I just found out somebody's in the room.
Who that? Who's that?
We got Scooby in the room.
Where you at?
Where you at? Scooby?
Memphis is on. He's over there.
He's going to be here in a second. All right.
So anyway, what you have for topics?
Hey, I have a topic.
Man.
We have a female gamer on the stick right now. She got a headset on. Introduce yourself, Shelby. Shelby.
She's being intense right now.
Yeah, boom.
The year. Turn her up. I can't hear.
It's turned up. I don't know.
Okay,
we're going to work that out.
She said hi. She was up 4 zip. Now she's down by a bunch.
Bad,
it's bad right now. It's bad for her.
Damn. Now, the shit is crazy, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on right now.
Hey, shit is chaos, but hey, you had to expect that, man. We live.
We're live. We bring it to you live, man. Yeah. We're going to thank y'all. I forgot.
Talk to you listening.
Yeah, this
if you're a supporter and you helped us get here, God damn it, thank you.
Yes, indeed, man. And yeah, we haven't even said that yet, man. Cause you know what? Yeah, without all the help, we wouldn't even be here right now. So that's what it is.
I wouldn't be sweating like I'm a star. I wouldn't have had a great time last night today bringing you this. What we doing right now?
There's so much going on.
Shit is wild, man. So you know what, man? Let's go ahead and talk some of that BET shit because you ain't got.
Bro, looking for his notes.
Get my notes.
Because the BET, the awards was crazy, and I think what was even more crazy, honestly, man, the whole thing with T.I. and Diddy actually made more noise than the fucking award show itself. So you know what? Table that shit for a second. We gonna come back to that.
Pause it.
Hell yeah! Right now, man, we got the homie Scooby.
What, Memphis?
Memphis in the building.
Memphis 10.
Yo, what up?
What up, man?
Scooby? What's good, homie?
How you doing, man?
I'm chilling out, man. It's cool as hell. Can I cuss?
Oh, you say whatever the fuck you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, man, this shit cool as a motherfucker.
That's crazy. I'm pretty sure the game too, man. Or you?
I'm a PS3 type nigga. I see I got the Xbox going, but it's all good. I'm still kick ass.
What you play, NBA or you?
Man, 2K12 Madden.
2K12 or either.
Yeah.
All right, my dude. That's
all right.
Yeah.
What's your game?
My game?
Yeah, on the PS3.
On the PS3, you
get
12
Madden.
Sonic, I got the old Sonic. Every time I drop the retro stuff, I'm back then. You know, I'm simple.
That's what's up, man. So how you been digging A36 so far, man?
Man, I love it. It's my second year around.
Okay.
You know, my first year, I was more like starry-eyed about it, like kind of just experiencing the whole thing, like, wow.
Yeah.
This year is more like it's a plan.
Yeah.
You coming in here to, you know.
And you see, was it last year?
You said what?
2010, what was your first A33?
Last year, yeah.
Last year, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, this is totally off topic. You called into the show a while back, and you mentioned...
You gave us some crazy info, man.
You did.
Yeah.
Oh, this is that show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
Chris, it's all connected.
You're talking about Justin Timberlake,
Scooby
with 8-Ball and MJG and shit?
Well, okay, what was going on? I actually got my dude here that's a part of that, DJ Charlie White. It's a band called Free Soul.
Okay.
And it's Justin Timberlake's new group he signed.
Wow, okay.
And what they were doing was recreating a whole bunch of Memphis classics. So that's why they were collaborating with people like A-Ball and MJG.
Okay,
things
okay.
Like that.
That's
cool. Yeah. I don't know when that's dropping. I don't know. It's done. It's done, though.
It's done, though?
Yeah. What else can you tell us?
I grow impatient.
What else can you tell us?
I want to know about your stuff. When you going to be performing?
I'm performing today at 5.
Today at 5?
Okay, play a Stone Throw on stage. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I just come and do the job, you know. I let the manager get out the complicated stuff.
Yeah,
I just give me the mic. And I'm doing, for real, though, I just got this call this morning. We doing an LL Cool J cover. Like, and don't Big Daddy Kane for tonight, right?
What's that?
Big Daddy Kane
is a show closer.
Okay, yeah. I'm opening for him doing a cover for, like, I'm doing LL Cool J Around the Way, girl. I'm doing it.
Oh, shit. That's big. Yeah.
That's
big.
So that shit's going to be stupid.
Ridiculous.
Open it.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Open it for the legend.
Yeah, and I'm putting the words together right now in my head. I've been listening. I've been putting it all together, so, you know, hopefully it's down paid tonight.
That's what's up, man.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you going to do good. You knock that shit out.
Oh, yeah, have fun.
Yeah, man. So what's the next project you got coming up?
I've been working on a new album, man. I don't got a title for it yet. There's a whole bunch of songs. Because I knew events like this was coming up where I collaborate with a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
We was in the studio at night, man, last night.
Okay.
Had a whole bunch of wonderful things. So, you know.
Man, what studio you was in?
Tree Sound. It's my first time being over there. It was nice. I had a kitchen. The bathroom was nice. I liked it. Very
cool. I was over there.
That place is really earthy and shit, man. That place is right. Crazy.
Yeah, it's dope.
Is that the one where it's all environmentally?
Is that the one?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I heard about that.
It's nice.
So who was over there? Can you give us some names?
Man, the whole Jamla was over there. Like, his whole crew, you know what I'm saying? Rhapsody, the boy Laws was in there.
In there. Okay.
Dropping bars, you know what I'm saying? Sundown was in there. Who else we had in there? Kenny from the Justice League was in there. Oh my goodness, that dude is so talented.
Yeah, shout out to Justice League. We just had Rook. He was over here.
Oh, word.
Motherfuckers on Mortal Kombat.
He was schooling them too.
He was too.
I'm the type of nigga get on court of Mortal Kombat, just press all the buttons and win. It works out sometimes.
This is the shit I like about A3C. What happens is everybody came together, and then shit, collaborations between Scooby and Nine, and then you got, the other night was,
We were just referring to terminology, and then him and John Connor. I don't know if you know John. He from
I just met John Connor.
Yeah, man. I'm expecting some. It's got a mixtape bomb.
And they're
right now,
while they're here tonight.
Yeah.
They're making the most of
that
shit, so. Yeah, man. That's crazy, man. So, go ahead and throw your information out to the people.
Man.
Websites out there.
Hit me on Twitter right now. Like, if you're listening right now, twitter.com/SKEWBY. Somethingaboutscooby.com for Tumblr. You can do all your stalking on there. You can get all the music from scoobymusic.com. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. 5 o'clock, man. I don't know what time we were supposed to be in that vibe. We could have made it to the show.
Yeah.
We might have to take a break, man.
We'll make it to the show.
If you can't see anything, just come see me try to be like LL. That's
all. Yeah, we're going to be around with that.
We're getting
that
out
there, man. I'm serious, man. You got the Dookie
Jaded,
bro.
Man, you got one I can borrow?
Shout out.
All right, man. One love.
All right, man. Well, here, beat somebody's ass on one of these 2Ks.
Yeah. Yo.
Shout out to Scooby, man. Good people.
Yeah. So, all right, the BET thing.
Yeah, man, BET. Yeah. And, Diddy was, you know, that
after
nigga
the after party,
his
right?
motherfucking mind.
After,
yeah, that's an after party.
Why?
Yeah, why the fuck
would
you
drink
that
too much
mad? Yeah, why you gonna get so mad over so has Goose? Because, I mean, that could have been.
That happened
like The Rock, but I like fucking Goose too.
That happened here, right?
I'm
mad he called him faggot ass light skinned nigga.
What you leaving the room talking about?
I don't want to hear shit. You hear me? I'm mad that Diddy came out of his mouth and called him some faggot ass light skinned nigga. That's just double rude.
God damn.
That shit was wild in the mud, man. Yeah. And then
for drinking Belvie. What is that?
And then the whole event was a co-party between him and T.I.
Right.
And then T.I. came on that mug with the fucking voice of reason.
Didn't T.I. go away for the first time?
During the BET, right before the BET.
Right before, when he got caught with the pistol.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
I don't know. And I think that's what he was saying. And he said, ain't nobody finna fuck up my 100 million.
That's right.
Yeah.
For nothing.
You gotta respect that. Shots 100 million, even though I ain't never gonna see that. But
it is what it is.
You might be here.
Both of them niggas.
Yeah, you never know. But, I mean, regardless, man, I mean, I don't know. I just think
what happened?
Are out of order.
Remind me what happened. I'll tell you what happened.
Go ahead.
It was in the club. Nigga was spinning on something. I don't even know. And then motherfucker walked by with a Belvedere bottle. Right?
Goose.
Yeah. Why would Diddy get so mad? I mean, go so hard about a nigga drinking something other than Ciroc.
Yeah.
I don't understand. That's where I was T.I.'s point. It was a very good point. I appreciate the point.
He was, man. I think he was all the way out of order.
He ain't making no money off of that shit.
The whole thing kind of raised a different point, though, man. I think you saw a different side of T.I. I think there was an old tip that would have reacted to the situation.
This was Clifford,
different.
Nigga. That was Clifford.
Yeah, Clifford had his grown man hat off. And it was, you know, he was trying to do that shit.
Yeah.
But do you like the new T.I.? Because the new T.I. seemed more...
I'm looking for
like,
more.
Aware, like more... trying to do everything right. There's nothing wrong with that, man. But to me, the music and how he used to be, you can see, you know, saying there's a connection. Right. So we down here in Georgia, so we got to start asking cats, man, the old tip or the new tip.
All right,
tip.
Yeah, yeah.
Which hey, one you like better? What up?
Is that Sky Zoo watching over there?
I don't know, man. Okay. I'm trying to do a show here, motherfucker. Right. Yeah, you over here stargazing.
Yeah. I love A3C.
Hey, yeah, I do too. Get focused, motherfucker. All right, man, we about to jump to a track, man. We come
please,
back.
Please.
Break dance is going down.
What up? Scooby?
No, I don't. If you can send me one of them, too.
My bad.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. We doing shit on the fucking fly.
What
are
we going to do, Major?
It's tough, too, because I ain't trying to play cats. It's going to still hopefully show up in a little bit.
How about Laws?
We already spun Laws. I'm about to jump to this big Crit, man. We saw him perform last
all
night.
All right.
Crit put shit down again. High energy. And this is him and the homie Big Sant, too, who we got an interview with Sant last night.
That was a very nice interview.
Yeah, man. Sant,
that dude is cool as fuck.
Cool as fuck, man.
Hey, are we gonna, I got to send D over to get us some footage of that break, that B-boy and shit.
What's that?
I got to send D over to
hey,
get us
some. Okay, yeah. It's not like it's going off.
That is Sky Zoo over there. We got to get him over.
He's recording us right now.
Okay. Right now. No, right now.
Yeah.
No, look at Major's getting
it. Yeah, yeah.
No, hey, right now.
Put on .com, baby. Live for A3C. Fucking gaming lounge.
Yeah, look at King Soul, man.
Yo, he just
ten cents in a month.
What's going on over
there?
Tied up.
You playing with Memphis? Hey.
Yeah, he on that Memphis.
Yeah, he ain't distracted. He down right now.
It's
28-21. He playing against Oklahoma.
Okay.
And now, over here on Mortal Kombat too. I'm not hearing no words over here.
This girl is intense. She's not fucking around.
She is so happy to Cocktail King. Came here with all these motherfucking consoles, you understand?
Yeah, man, that's what it is. It's going down, man. Shouts to the King.
Yeah.
I ain't got
no
background music.
Not that it matters.
Yeah, you don't need it.
And not with all that, yeah.
I hear background music.
Have you seen anybody over there yet? Well, are they good?
That's a breakdancing shit.
I mean, they was just getting warmed up when I was over there. I had a couple of things, but they was, you know, I had niggas stretching and, you know, doing yoga and shit, getting ready.
He said yoga.
Jazzy Jeff is in the building.
Shouts to Jazzy. What's good, girl? What up?
Yeah.
That's Jessica. So what's going on all day, man? Right now, though, we got Young Scholar, Academy with his son. My bad, let me get you the mic. There you go.
What's up?
Young Scholar from
what
the team. What's good,
what
bro?
Up, though? All is well. A3C 2011. What more you got, bro?
Yes, sir, man. Is this your first time down here?
No, it's my third year.
Third year?
Yes.
Oh, shit, you a vet then. I'm still like, a rookie. That's my first time down here. So.
How's it changed over the years, man? The crazy thing about it is this is probably the biggest out of the 3 years. You know what I mean? Like, when I got down here, it was definitely moving, it was definitely flourishing, but by now we've seen the most population. It's a lot of different people coming from all across the country. And like you said, we need more media outlets, and it's a lot of dope people in one spot. But
yeah, it's real good.
There's a lot of cameras this year, man.
There's a lot of cameras there.
Crazy,
I mean,
right?
Yeah, like last night, I mean, after the Crip performance.
First five rows were fucking
It was, man. It was cameras for days, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you performing?
I rocked yesterday with Tookie Carter, but my set's today at 6. Party, yeah, right outside on the same stage, Prison. Yes.
Okay. Oh, all right, yeah. So we'll be back to check you out there.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, man. So,
Detroit, man.
Yeah, man.
What up?
Now, how you like, what's the comparison? Because we, you know, to me, man, when we first got here, I'm like, kind of look like Michigan. You know what I'm saying? We driving around trees, but it's more hilly.
Yeah. You'd be surprised, there's a lot of Detroit cats down there.
I'm from Lansing, and I know a whole grip of people that have moved from Lansing down here. So,
Southern Lansing.
It kind of seems like that, man. So what projects you got on deck right now?
Man, we just dropped my debut album with, with a production team from down here at SMK. They're a big part of ATC.
Okay.
But they produced the entire project called Seconds Away. We dropped it 3 weeks ago on iTunes, and then about a week after we released the physical version of it.
Okay.
So we just be pushing that. I'm actually in this month's Double XL with Ross on the cover. They did a review of the project. So,
man, shout out to that.
Like,
yeah.
Thank you.
Good
man.
Shit.
What's in your CD player right now? Kendrick Lamar, his new project is in there. Jay Dilla Donuts is in there.
Donuts!
Thriller is in there. Michael Jackson, of course. I'm a big Mike Jack fan. New Watch the Throne is in there.
Now, so how you feel about that Watch the Throne? That's something we did on Blimpy the Bump It. And they was digging it.
Yeah.
I was disappointed.
I put it like this. Like you, I was slightly disappointed because I'm a J and a Ye fan.
Uh-huh.
But because of what it did for hip-hop, you can't knock it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like when you think J and Ye, you think like a certain level of excellence. But it was still better than 80 to 90% of the stuff that was out there. You know what I mean? So,
You had them on a high point and more narrowly than I was production-wise. Man, I thought they kind of just...
I thought it was all over the place.
Man. You
held them to a higher standard because of who it is.
Yeah, as I did, and as anyone should.
I understand.
Man, because
it's the strong, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's supposed to be great.
It was a solid album.
They did have some songs, though, that was fucking...
All right. One thing, I probably was in the same direction you were, but I was in NY the same week you came out.
So you caught that energy and everything.
And then they had the Maybach on Showcase because it was in selling.
Okay.
They had a pop-up shop in Soho, so the whole vibe in the Otis video made me like,
That's what it is, man. So what's next for you after ATC, man? You touring?
I've been touring. I actually did the first day of the Black Star Tour at St. Andrews.
Yeah.
I was there. It was good great. Shit. It was beautiful. Me, John Conner, 1B Low, and the Black Star. It's definitely a great opportunity seeing them to do spot, and they still at their prime, for real. After that, we're just moving around. I'm doing CMJ next, and then we're working on a project with DJ L. Will and Cindy.
You staying busy. That's what it is, man. So 6 o'clock, outdoors, man. We're going to be out there to catch you, bro. Thank you for coming by, man. It's good to meet you, too, man. I love you.
I've been a fan of y'all since y'all been rocking with my dude, Pat Piff, when he did 28 grand.
Oh, yeah, man. What's up with Pat Piff? We ain't had no new Piff in a minute.
Pat's in Florida, but he's back and forth between Atlanta. I know he's working on new music, but he's been real in the set.
Okay. Yeah, man. Pat Piff is one of the favorites, man. He has some good shit.
Yeah.
That's what it is, man. Well, thank you for your time, my dude.
Thank you, man.
We'll catch up with you.
All right. It's starting to get loose.
Yo, Scholar. You can hear it, dog. Yeah. That shit get louder than
mother. You don't even need background music. It sounds perfect. The level is perfect.
Is it, bro?
Yeah.
That's what it is, man. I ain't going to even worry about turning it up.
Normally, we don't have background music with sounds, but that's what happens when they back hit the flow.
What's up with the chat, man? We ain't even shouted out. Who we got in the building?
Man,
they're trying to see what they're hearing in the background. Like, I'm here with him.
And we have 3.5 minutes left before this young gamer over here. This young lady would like. I need to put her on the mic and put her on the camera.
Okay, yeah, good. I've got a request. Yeah. My popular demand.
Yeah. My popular demand.
Really?
I'm not even sure of her name. I can only tell her height.
Yeah, man, I'm about to jump to. This is Devin Miles, Vinny Trace. In this track,
Sick. Government name.
And also, too, I ain't going to say this at the top, man. Everything we spending is people who is on the A3C rock.
Oh, yeah.
So you ain't hearing, you know, nobody really out of the blue. We picking all cats down here doing their thing, man.
This is a government name rapper.
Yeah, you know about the government.
I do.
Cats with the government be sitting hard, man. I'm about to try to grab me another course. Like, that shit was delicious.
All right.
Hoodhype.com, baby.
Live from A3C.
Conso King Gaming Lounge, man. It's going down.
Yeah.
Shit, bro.
Wow.
Shout out to that.
Where are we at?
Seven?
Where the fuck are we at?
The fuck game is not. Oh, shit. I'm just doubled up on beer now. Good looking, Seth.
Everybody loves me.
Man, oh, man. First, yeah. First, I ain't going to get no alcohol now. I got fucking too much.
In a minute. I got
all right. Pro.
What's up?
Oh. I mean, does it count again? Hey, Jazzy.
No, don't do that.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
the chat. No, seriously, the chat in unison was like, hey, Jazzy.
What is it, bro?
Hey, Jazzy. Jazzy.
You shot that out.
Hey, what was that?
Ashley is over here on the stick. She's actually getting wrecked right now.
Yeah.
You getting wrecked. Yeah, it does work, though.
Okay.
It was working when CJ was on there. I don't know. What's up, the nurse?
Hello, hello.
Yeah, there it is.
Watch out for that figure.
We had some other Michigan cats stop by, too, man. We had cats.
What's up? What's up?
Introduce yourself.
I mean.
What score? If you don't want to comment.
It's just hard,
I think that the punishment just
she was doing work for a while.
As soon as you hear that.
I was putting it at work, man, and then they start, you know, distracting me.
Oh, okay. That's what it was?
Distracting? All right. Did you hear that?
You know what I'm saying? Like, all the eyes on me.
I understand.
Yeah,
the hood acting. The camera up here, you need it. Yeah,
you got some fans.
Yeah,
listen. You got some fans.
Yeah.
This is Ashley. I was talking
to you. Out of this mic if you want.
Oh, yeah, just take it.
There you go, right there.
There you go.
What's up, Ashley?
Good. Ashley, talking to that mic right there. Yeah, you can try to tilt that down.
Oh, what's up?
You have to.
There you go.
That hold it like that.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to do that. It's crazy. So you playing Madden, right?
Yeah.
No, so when did you
tried to play Madden and I gave
him a NBA. So you on NBA?
Okay.
Okay, so is that your game or are you was just making do?
I like Madden a little more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to female gamers, though.
Basketball. It's like a physical thing, you know?
I'll feel you.
Don't laugh on that.
I might have to challenge you. I think that my skill level and your skill level match. So we might have to grab one.
Wait. How do you figure our skill level matches?
Because you got wrecked. And, I think that I might get wrecked too if I was playing.
That's a joke.
Bro, boom.
But you won't see me.
Oh, I'm gonna see.
Oh yeah. They got that match on.
We need a wager. We need a wager. So
like
if
what?
If I win,
pickle pick.
Like this, and you have to walk around in it.
Just that?
And what?
Just the shirt.
I'm gonna get him the little sponsor.
Oh, cool.
A little sponsor.
Yeah. I have to wear it all day, but the whole match.
And what are we gonna be?
And then we have to call you guys that you
lost. Did I lose to a girl?
I'll do that. Okay, that's one end of the bet. Now, what about the flip side of that?
What if you lose? What if you get wrecked, as a matter of fact?
I mean, normally I've made a humble, I'm like, you're probably
going to
win.
I hope so, because I don't want to wear that shirt.
Okay, you know how somebody comes and they come to play or whatever, and they're like, oh, yeah, I can't play. Then they smack you. I'm like one of those. You're for like the guy that comes to the basketball court with the head in.
I know too, nigga.
So what she basically said is, I'm up next.
We go. So, hey, man, you gotta say hi to the chat, though.
We're gonna see.
We are. Bro versus Ashley.
Say hi to the hood. Just Ashley. Ah, there it is.
There too. Up there.
Little kiss to them.
Hey, Goody. You're welcome. they've been texting me saying they could see you in the peripheral.
Yeah, so they needed to see who the girl gamer was. So.
The biggest hater here.
Hey,
we're going to see if I'm a hater or if I just talk good shit.
You know, along these, you know, the joystick, though.
That's true.
That's true. Right now,
there was a girl tearing.
I don't even watch TV. I only watch ESPN. I watch college football, college basketball, because I like it better than the league.
Now you got dudes out here gonna be like, oh man.
Exactly.
Hey,
you have a Twitter?
@ACBaby.
That's like
ACBaby.
There you go.
That's what it is. There you go.
I'm fat and ugly.
Not at all. Not at all. I don't think so.
I'm just sure.
No, no, no. Girls, the game of bag, they be like real good.
Yeah.
You be like, man.
Yeah.
But you look like you sound real good in the chat and everything. And I'm like 5'4" and like 400 pounds.
I'm 5'4" or 5'3" if I'm sitting on my couch. 5'3" wide. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I appreciate
it.
Wait, we got 1 minute and 42 seconds left in this CJ beatdown. He actually getting wrecked too.
Oh, CJ,
he got a serious race car. He is getting wrecked.
Man.
He was talking junk to me. So I mean, that's the get back.
Yeah. That's not gonna happen to me though. I promise you. Actually, I'm gonna be distracted now. Now I'm trying to do a show and that I'm gonna be
mad. He's gonna say the show is distracting him, then he's gonna say the court light is distracting him.
Yeah,
then he's
going to
say my duty's distracting him. What's next?
I might. It could be all kinds of things. That's true. All those things are true. Stick around. You will see Ashley versus Pro. Appreciate it.
Alicia just got in the building.
Yeah.
Oh, where's she at?
Right here. What up? How you doing?
Miscommunication in the building. And we got to get to some music. Get organized real quick. Okay, got a crazy story that I got to get from this communication, so we're going to get to that too, man.
Foothype.com,
A3C, Gamers Lounge is going down.
All right.
But I never had the chance. Didn't enjoy the blueprint. Hashtag catalog. But I moved a few bricks. Building up my laboratory. And I'm on my bullshit. No, it ain't basketball. Shooting up a two stick. Calling that cat. Cold food. And it's too fit. Got a men pad. I've always been a cool kid. We go for the rap. Yeah, I'm on my bullshit. Guess I always had a home. My mama's still cruising. Please take your Adderall. You don't want my fuse. Let's show you. I ain't mad at y'all. Cause I'm in a group. Bitch. Show us how I fast fall. And I'm on my bullshit. Never been trying to shoot movies, so it looks now, ladies, never jump. Cross, don't kick, never tricking at the moment. I take it to the room quick. 20 minutes, I'm done. He in the streets, I be like, what up, bro? I don't even know you, but I'm like, what up, bro?
up, what up, what up, man? Back live from A3C in the Famers Lounge, man. Apologies for the internet dropout, man. Is we back up?
We're good.
We back live? All right. Yeah, we had a little bit of technical difficulty for a second, man, but we back on the air. I don't even know. Yo, that music is actually getting loud.
Yeah.
The breakdancing is pop. How long that shit going? Did they
play Judgment Day?
Well, that's...
Yeah,
that's the
host. Yeah. It's going to probably be going the whole time.
Is it for real?
Yeah. It's our back. We don't even need background.
I'm dead. I'm stop playing. That's what it is, man. But yeah, got another guest in the building.
What's that?
Okay. Yeah, so we about to run this interview, and then it should be on. So we got Jay Young. What's good, bro?
What's good, y'all? Jay Young in general.
Another deep, big, deep short. Yes, sir.
He's fucking deep in this motherfucker, man. Seriously.
Yeah,
man. Actually, Michigan is deep.
Yeah, Michigan is a state is deep in here, man. I'm glad to see the love from the men.
Yeah, man. So your first time down?
First time down. Second festival ever. Went to South by Southwest earlier this year, so.
Okay, that's a good start, though, man. So you just did two of the biggest right off the jump.
Oh, yeah, man. The experience has been, like, crazy. Like, I've seen more stuff in the last 2-3 days than I have in almost 6 years on the mic. So.
Okay.
It's been slow.
6 years on the mic. That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
So, are you performing?
I went on Thursday. I was in the Hip Hop DX Next Showcase with Freeway, Random X, and Homeboy Sandman.
That's right. You won that, right?
Yeah, I didn't win outright. I got second place. But basically, they still paid for my flight and everything to come down here. It was actually the first time I ever flew. So...
It's a lot of first time flying.
I know, man. It was a lot of first times with this. It beat that 13-hour
drive. I was flying, man.
The flight was scary for 2 minutes, and then after that, it was the realest stuff ever.
Yeah, takeoff is the scariest shit, man. For me, anyway. Takeoff and the fucking landing.
Okay, we can cuss?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, man. I was like, I ain't gonna play we can be PG-13 or all right, because I do cuss.
No.
Yeah,
no.
But that shit was scary for like 2 minutes, and then after that, I was good.
Yeah. What's up, man? When you did stop by, y'all drove down there?
We did that whole 24-hour drive. It was I hated it.
Yeah. Oh,
I had to drive through Arkansas, which I now nickname Arkansas. I mean, not to diss them as a state. I definitely never, shit on the people because I'm sure they're cool.
Yeah.
But in the backwoods, in the highway, that whole place smelled like one big-ass porta potty.
Hit my real? People, isn't it?
Yeah,
hit them my people.
I ain't never been to Arkansas.
Dude. Yeah, I probably got some Arkansas fans that think I'm hating on their state. I'd love to come to Arkansas, just not drive.
You're just hating on this thing.
Right.
Yeah, that's all it is, man. Awesome. So you hear the game, too, man. We trying to get you on. I know you want to get the 2K.
It was so crazy. I thought that was DJ Smalls right next to me. And it was?
It's right here. Right here.
Oh. So, I mean, if he's ready to go, we can go. Because I said I was doing a little bit of headhunting down here, and then Rook put me in my place in Mortal Kombat 9.
Rook was so serious, though, man. He took it a little bit too serious.
Rook a little bit of a cheeser, though. He got me with smoke and started doing that air throw shit, and I was toast.
That's what it is, man.
And smooth, though. Like this whole experience is smooth.
Yeah, thank you, man. And that's, console games, they're putting on a good event. Dope event, yeah. Man. Everybody been looking forward to it. Now, who you running with in 2K, man? You keep it real? You
man,
going to Detroit?
None. And what's crazy is everybody that knows me knows I'm a hometown dude. I love the Pistons. I root for the Pistons in real life.
Of course,
I'm happy that the Tigers and the Lions are like wrecking shit right
Hell
now.
Yeah.
But when it comes, we got a quote in Michigan. It's basically like Red Wings good, Tigers good, Lions good, Pistons good because we got a lockout. So
yeah,
I can't use them.
Yes, party.
What's up, Ness?
Sparties.
Somebody's using them, though, right now.
What about the Knicks?
We're good.
Man, fuck y'all, Sparties.
Wait, hold on. I'm class of 2008 right here. You can't talk about the Spartans like that.
Man, you a Spartan, too?
Yeah, I'm a Spartan, man.
Green and white. Get your microphone.
Go green, go white.
Hey, you already
know. We also got DJ Smalls on the headset right now.
Yeah, shit popping, man.
Yeah.
No, it's all good, man. He is smart. We argue back and forth all the time.
See you, Wolverine.
Die hard, man. We're undefeated next week. Somebody
gonna get y'all, though. Don't y'all play Wisconsin soon?
Nah, we play Northwestern today, then we play y'all next week.
We're going to give it to y'all.
Okay.
I think that's where Michigan State's going to get our swag back because that game against Notre Dame was silly.
They
outclassed us. I got to give them their props, which I hate doing because I can't stand Notre Dame.
Okay.
We lost it in the second quarter on a dumbass play that we knew was coming. Everybody knew it was coming.
you know, my 4-year-old niece knew it was coming, and he still did it. And then we lost right there. That was the end of the game.
No excuse.
I thought
so. No excuse.
Oh, and
you know, yeah, we know I don't have none. We suck the last 3 years. Yeah. No excuse.
You suck this year. You got to
please. We're undefeated.
Spongy cupcake schedule. That's all right.
All right, yeah, we're going to see, man. We're going to see.
Bounce for me, nigga. Bounce for me.
Nah, man. I didn't get to really see the game. I just saw the score. And at work, my boss kept telling me we down by 17. You know, I get to analyze the games a lot deeper on Sunday with the NFL because I get to see the Lions play and see the Lions mistakes. I don't really get to see the Spartans play because I work Saturday.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Well, shit, man, let's jump off the sports, man. Get back to your music, man. What projects you got lined up for the people, man?
So basically, I'm out here pushing this EP called The War Room. It's just the greatest hits, like, compilation for like, my last three EPs where we did the two Black History Year EPs with Nick Speed from Detroit.
Okay.
And then I did Joshua 1-6 last year. So basically we combine that and the name of my next album, actually this is the first time I really get to put it out there in the public, but the name of the next LP is called Jericho because my first name is Joshua and it's just like trialing a lot of like personal stuff I had to like battle with before I got to become a musician and going through the whole process of my career. So calling it Jericho is like symbolic for knocking down the walls of Jericho and doing that battle.
I dig that, man. So when people going to get to hear it?
Man, we have the lead single, We Got You. That's out on Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Hip Hop EX, and the Smoking Section right now. But I'll probably be done with that project either December or January.
Okay.
But when it's done, you know, we make our rounds and make sure everybody has it to push it. And then I like getting music out to fans. I can see myself being one of those major label cats like that, leak my own stuff just to see the reaction. You know?
Yeah, that's what it is, man.
You link with anybody while you're down here? You
man,
record any music?
I haven't recorded any music. I made a lot of like connections or whatever. Crazy story, I actually bought shots for Kenny at Justice League last night.
Did you, bro?
Yeah, man, with my old independent rapper budget ass. I had to spend $42 on shots. But
what they was drinking on?
Quavo. You know, I don't know Kenny's ethnicity, but I can tell you he's a Cuervo drinker. It was that other stuff. Not
Cuervo, Cuervo Black.
No, some other type of Cuervo.
Okay.
I've been out the tequila game for a few years.
I fuck with tequila, man.
Good luck.
Because in Michigan State, we used to do 1800 religiously, and then I had a bad incident. And once you have a bad incident, you don't want to mess with stuff.
I can vouch for that for real, man. I ain't lying with you.
I've been strictly jacking coke in the club for about 2 years now.
Good for your life.
Yes.
Appreciate you stopping by, man. Hey. We're going to get you on the game.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I appreciate y'all bringing me out here because, like I said, Michigan love all day.
That's what up, man.
That's
real.
There you are, man.
Absolutely.
The game is still intense.
CJ, what are you trying to get? You trying to redeem yourself over there?
Yeah, he is.
All right, man.
Who are you?
He up right now, by two.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it is, man. Mortal Kombat still going down. All the shit we do popping.
What's next?
More music.
All right.
More music. Yeah, we got a ton of it, man. You know, ordinarily we've been doing, 10, 12 tracks?
Exactly.
We got like 22 songs deep, man.
Let's do it.
We trying to put on for y'all. You know, man, I'm about to jump to...
What you mean?
Elza.
You know what?
Or you want
to
hold up?
No, I just... Man, why is my mic so fucking... I talked to him. He came over to the side of the bar over here. They backed out.
Out of there?
Yeah, he's done. So he said we could catch him backstage maybe after his show at 9, but...
All right, well, that's what it is, man. We about to play Detroit State of Mind for, man. So Michigan is deep down here. Shout out to Atlanta. Continue the city, man. About moving on this motherfucker.
Detroit is
nothing, no, man. Up with them. GoodEye.com, live from the Gaming Cloud. Yeah.
You flip on me, chill or something. I'm out here with the killer pumping, chillin' something. Dead bodies are made, Michigan is safe, fishermen. Pips up in the fashion, they visible in the churches. The prophets are serving up what you purchase, or who you murdered. But we can go up on these churches, the police raid, the creep raid. Someone deceased me, one day, the creep raid. Went to heaven, but the G's say, now it's the war, flower for more. You see who's soon at all, you out of before. It's just the same story. They cutting more keys, throwing no keys in the same building on the same story. It's that ruthless drug addicts, ruthless, don't do this. It's possible behind the ways that you've been. You run a dream, you stop chopping fields, chopping fields at a house party with a hook at. Chopping fields, fuck the law. Mentality right, it's fuck the law. Now we gays, niggas fuck when they would've. Snuffy saw in the city of dreams where money is power. Shots go far back to 20 is hours. Now it's breaking news, it's best to stay awake to snooze. They take their lives or they take their shoes. I got it down like a make for you. Paint a picture and look good proof is full of curses. That ain't description or front of religion. Such as putting it under the prison. Them shorties screaming, they riders, but ain't none of them driven. I try to school them till they dropped out. Once they popped out, the pussy they mad. Get the pussy popped out, now they a bastard. Life's beat, fade away to hazard. From the cradle to the casket. I'm rightfully raised around a life of crime. Shit, you stopping down, but they rhymes. When I'm in Detroit, state of mind, state of mind.
Last year with my other homeboy Hollywood Vlogs, we've been doing some things too.
Okay.
we performed on his set, so we just trying to keep it going, man.
Okay.
That's for the set.
That's what's up, man.
Now, where are you from?
Houston.
Texas is right
there. Yeah, Texas is deep. Shit, I know Killer Caleone.
He looks good. Dope. Yeah, Les. League of Extraordinary.
Yeah. I think they might be stopping by too, man.
So, okay, yeah, that's what's
cool.
Now, you know Crew 5-4 too?
No.
Yeah, okay, they out of Austin, or they near Austin. They not from Austin, but they be in Austin all the time. So, yeah, Texas is well represented, man. So, let's talk to the people about your project, man, your work. What you working on?
I got a new album called Break Something that's dropping in November this year. I got a new song out called Underground. I'm going to give you all copies of the single. I got a little sample track for y'all to check it out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Earlier this year, I dropped an EP called Relationship. I dropped it on Valentine's Day. Got some good blog coverage, you know what I'm saying? A lot of downloads. So I'm on the grind, man.
Nah, man, Texas got... There's kind of two different sides of Texas, man. It's got some different sounds, man. I wish... You know, you got a lot of casters on the... You know, Texas is heavy on the car game. And
definitely.
Slabs.
Yeah, slabs
and all
that.
And I get a different feel, man. So, I mean, tell me some of your influences.
My influences range from Scarface to Dilla to Hendrix to Prince. I mean, I'm influenced by good music, no matter where it comes from. I always, you know, I was raised on like FCC, Swisher House. I was raised on busting freestyles with your homeboys, you know, acting a fool. So it's definitely in my music, but I'm inspired by a lot of different things. So that's what comes out.
Okay, man, that's what it is. Now you hear the game too?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna jump on this Madden. If y'all got Madden pulled up, I'm more of a football
man. Some Madden over there playing right now.
Oh, they got Madden 30.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm about Madden to go over there and get my Texans and crush on somebody.
Nah, man, now who you running with? You a Cowboy or you running with?
Oh, no, I'm Texans. I don't do nothing with the Cowboys.
Nothing with the Cowboys?
Nah, I'm a Houston boy.
Are you just saying that because Detroit just put a whooping on them?
I enjoyed that so much. I love to see Dallas sports franchise fail.
That's what it is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Houston looking nice, though.
Oh, yeah, we looking good this year. We got to stay consistent, play four quarters instead of two quarters. You know, we be good.
Hell yeah, man. Keep your boy Arian Foster healthy, too.
Man, that,
dude,
you know. Andre went down last week, too. He's going to be out for like 3 weeks.
I got him on my fantasy league. Fuck my shit up.
Yeah.
Okay, man, I'm mad as hell about that, man. For my fantasy shit. But, hey.
He hurt, man. I'm glad we pulled up. Well, I think we got Oakland this week, so that should be good.
I'm going to take
we
this
should be good. And we have the Ravens next the week after that, so I don't know.
That's what's up, man. So. Chaos, man. We're going to try to catch a performance,
hey, man. That's what's up, man. Definitely come down.
7:45.
7:45.
That's
what's
up.
Thank you.
I appreciate
it, man.
Shout out to
hoodhot.com.
I'll do it.
Thank you, man.
Right. Woo!
Hey,
now,
we've only been off for a minute.
What's up? Okay, shut up. Go ahead. Oh, good look.
We've only been off for a minute.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get to it. I'm just getting set up because I got this track loaded up.
Oh, you got hash brown?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I got a hash brown joint. I ain't going to spin it right yet, but we'll get
good shit.
Yeah.
They turned that music the fuck up, didn't
it? It seemed like it, man.
They got like
they
trying
to compete with it or something. I don't know why.
Is it called a dance cypher? A break cypher? What the fuck is it called? I would like to know what it's called. A dance cypher.
Cypher.
Hey, I just like to pat myself on the back. I have not yet man cord out the wall, poured man alcohol on a man laptop.
Yeah, that shit getting difficult, too. I got
yeah,
maybe
one of those
phones. That'll work.
Oh, you took Major's back up.
What's up? Nah, I just got two.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Three?
I had three. Thanks, Daddy.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is. You want to try to get back to a topic of your week, man? What would you consider hard? It's not very easy. If we're going to take calls, too, are we going
to
try to do that later?
I'm sure.
What's the number?
Hold up.
Yeah.
Show the number.
Yeah, he gotta set some shit up. You ain't got to do it right this second.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Very shortly.
Yeah, I would love to, man. I think people would like to call in and talk to
Ashley's
people.
Playing Madden 2K. She wanted to point out the fact that she was up 7-0.
Sergio?
Sergio.
Now, Sergio better not lose.
Sergio, you better not lose.
Sergio, man.
Come on, man.
Step it up.
Actually, she's
playing
with N.O.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I'll put it in, man.
But can she break me?
Hey, Sergio, I want to talk about what happened yesterday, too, man.
Yeah.
The Hood Hype versus KKZ.
Yeah.
I mean, we had 2K12, and I had to beat him, man.
Yeah, me and you had to play against each other to see who had the honor of the
play-in match.
Yeah. I mean, since Michigan State beat Ohio State the previous week, I threw the game and let you, my brother,
and you let the season veteran go.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a good, I mean, both games were a good game. Right. We went down to the wire.
I was up, and it was a tight game, and then I lost.
But I'm like, I'm going to get back on. Don't worry.
That's what it is, man.
But there's a lot of Console Kings. Console Kings to give.
You got the Gamer Lounge. It's four different games. That's eight people talking shit.
Serious face. You got me mugged out of here. Actually, ain't nobody smiling now.
Everything's going down right now. It's patriotic. Don't worry.
Yeah, and if you just tuning in randomly, if you're not one of the Hood Eye regulars, man, we in Atlanta. If you happen to be in Atlanta, get your ass over here, bro.
If you're here, hit us on the Twitter, man. I want to speak to you.
Hit us on the Twitter. Major HH is my personal Twitter. Pro HH.
G-H-R-O-H-H.
Yep. My man, J-Mac. J-Mac HH, man. Well, get at us. Come on over. We at the Masquerade. We up on the top floor of the Creative Loafing Lounge, man. And shit, let's put it
right.
I think, man, you know what? I'm about to jump to a track. When we come back, hopefully we'll be able to take live calls, man.
Right.
So I would love to hear from the people. Yo, this is Hash Brown right here. Y'all just heard from the young dude, man. Houston in the fucking building. HoodHype.com, baby.
Don't try that. I'm like my bud light. No fear, though. She call me Jack Jackson. I got a Lear flow. And I'm about to run it this year, so fall in line or just become fearful. So adamant about being extravagant. West side of the shy on medicine. Get her out her gown and put a cap on it. Put her arch in it while she put her back on it. I be moving mountains, that's just how I do. Get what I need, and then I shut the juice. Cash toes, we about mad. So about space, if you ain't about sad. If I ever fall off a nigga, gon' bounce back. Better safe than sorry, so simple count that shit. Love my curly hair, digging my jean jacket. So why would a nigga ever see that?
Listen to the right dudes right now. If you ain't here, you ain't nowhere. HoodHype.com, nigga.
What up, baby?
Yo.
151.
That's $3. Yo, you know what I'm saying?
What's that?
Some crap. So I said, yo. That's three back to back. That's 150.
What's popping with y'all, man?
It's the calm before the storm, man.
Hell yeah. Shit is crazy, man. The show before we go to the big show.
151?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 151.
Shit is wild, man. Man, oh, man. Things are crazy.
It is.
Lions is 3-0.
What?
Yes, sir. It's the music show, but goddamn it. First time in like 30 years.
Hey, real. Can you sing the Lions song? The Lions theme.
No, we got the suckiest fucking.
Yeah.
Who the fuck has a theme song for a pro team?
You see the big black guy that get out there to sing it?
They get a big black
guy?
Bitch.
Hey,
what you expect?
Looking great.
Damn, right. Man.
He's been screaming that. He's been singing that shit a lot lately, too.
Yeah, I do. I sing it to myself.
We feeling right now, man. We 3-0, man. If you live in fucking Dallas, yeah, that's. Flow man, all you Texas motherfuckers, we coming for y'all, man. Y'all getting it next. Just like my man Quills Johnson, bro. We was talking shit the whole game on Twitter, man. He took his ass beating like a man. So round of applause for my dude.
How about hip hop hype?
Am I on?
How about hip hop hype?
You know what? I didn't touch him.
Oh, that nigga better get off work. Hey, I'm telling donuts.
Yeah, man. Come on. Vikings, they got it too.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, man, we coming for everybody in the NFL, man, but just had to say that shit, get it out the way. This is episode 151, man. We got Blender the Bumper as always, and today we got this one. I feel a little bit of buzz. People wondering about this album, man. We got none other than J. Cole, Cole World, on the chopping block. Yes, sir, man. He was one of our dudes that we was looking forward to for the longest.
Yeah.
And he went through a stretch where it's kind of like,
why are you singing?
Yeah, man, you're singing and you're sounding kind of emo, and yeah, you know, it is what it is, but. Now the album's finally here. We get to judge it.
Will he crack a head?
Shit, we're going to find out, man. Let's go ahead and run down some of these shout-outs real quick. We got an email shout-out from Kendra. He said, what's up, fellas? Still here, not missing an episode about the top five white chicks. Well, I was going to give you mine. And he said, these are the ones that when I... Oh, boy.
You step up to them.
My dick holler. He said, in no specific order.
In what language?
Hayden Panettiere. Sarah J.
Ugh.
Ooh, Sarah J?
Ugh. Is she?
I mean, she's... All right, let me keep going. Anna Faris. Mm. Jenny McCarthy.
Okay.
Elizabeth Hassel.
Yeah!
I forgot about her old Republican ass.
That's, she could get it.
Hold on, man. That's the same bank right there.
What?
That's the same bank.
She's not in the bank.
No.
She's saying that.
Come on, man.
In a pinch. In a pinch.
All right. On them days of always home. When you stay home sick and shit, you know, you get the view on and you there all alone. All right, bye.
What you kidding? Shout out to Kendra, man, for throwing in that top five. We got some Facebook shout
out. On a DVR.
See, he's stupid. We got Lana.
Yeah.
Is this name right? Lana Marie Spitz. For real?
Yeah. Hey.
For real?
Right. Damn.
It's like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a nice name?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Lana Marie Spitz.
I like that part.
We got Reggie Kinlaw, Doc Strange, Rich Ketchum. We got some Twitter shouts too, man. We got Natural, what was it, Natural Jail or?
Why are you asking me? Like I
don't know, man.
Hold on, let me
ask
them how they say it.
And we got Soul West right now, DJ Peanut Music, and Reggie Kinlaw again. He on there twice on Facebook and on Twitter.
Oh, I didn't even know
that. And then we got some iTunes shouts too, man. We got Mick99. I do say y'all seem to talk more what y'all don't like than what you do. With plenty of... Hold on, what?
Yeah, with some hate.
Okay.
With plenty of co-signers, you said.
All right, well...
So we talk a lot of shit.
Well, we don't like that neither,
motherfucker. Oh, yeah, man, fuck. You can tell what we like, nigga, we spin it. Shit. It is what it is.
Whatever.
I don't like it when niggas criticize me.
I love hate.
No, I mean, I can take it.
I hate it. I hate love.
Exactly. There were plenty of coke. What'd you say? You said you hate love?
I hate love again. Fuck.
Here we got the hip hop hype. Man, he said dropped a great review on iTunes. Long ass review. Thank you.
I didn't write
that's your notes.
it was like, dude, he left us a sweet ass interview.
I mean, an interview.
Could have been an interview.
Oh, shit.
Thank you, though.
That's what's up, man. You know, he's a homie. And then we got Chuck Murph. Critical at times, but great convo about topics I discuss with friends. And it's put me on to plenty of new music. Got to give props for representing the underground. Oh, and more pig's feet. Shout out to my man.
Hi there, Chuck Murph.
Yeah, we going to be in the South here in a second.
Hell yeah, man.
This time next week.
We might want to make a bet. Where can we find some chickens?
Damn it.
We might want to make Matt lose another bet.
Yeah, man.
Feeling froggy?
Come on, man.
Hey, yeah. Come on, bro. Double or nothing.
You want to bet on them Lions?
Now we're going to Atlanta.
Bet on them Lions?
Shit, hey. Time for the honorary shot, man. You know we got to do that shit.
Obligatory.
What you want, bro? You want Sobe or some of this good shit?
I need some of the good shit.
I'm going to try the good shit.
Okay.
When I'm in the A, I'm going to be drinking the nasty, though.
What's the nasty?
That makes sense.
Right.
I'm going to drink the nasty.
I got to make sure that I'm on my shit.
I'll tell you.
But I'm going to be drinking.
Round the fucking clock, man.
Hey,
here we go.
What are you guys drinking out there?
Hey, okay, man. Go ahead. Chat and put it out there, man.
Pick that to me right now.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Here we go.
Woo!
Yeah. Feel good, man.
Yeah.
151, let's get shit kicked off, man. This is Jay Bueller from Meridian, Mississippi. Yeah. That sounds familiar.
What up, crazy
motherfucker? Yeah. It's been a long time. Episode 151.
Jay Bueller. It's the dirtiest. Yeah. I know I'm blessed, but I still can hear the devil calling. You can't comprehend the flow, but you was never bowing. I'm two-step and Gucci, who we ever flossing. I am on my knees, shit, it's the journey Boston. Hoes see it, they be on it, they be just a talking. Hate a hopping, but the eagle in the seven Austin. In a fly, in a spaceship, hate this shit. Turn August, I'm about to buy my hate whip. The real money, not the funny type. Your cash fit in your pocket, you being funny, right? I swear these dudes trap me up, and I can give away what you pay when you free up. A boy, you're looking at a veteran. So sick, I'm ill, no medicine. No pills, just a whole lot of hurt. Pop a smirk, pop a pile on my shirt, thinking dollars first. Yeah, make so much money they can put my face on it. I can keep going, right? Yeah. I take the hustle to a whole nother platform. Niggas looking for the truth, fighting that form. More than rap form. This is real life. I know I'm living wrong, but it feel right. Cause when I shop, I ain't looking at the price tag. Got the competition looking for the white flag. I see the girls waving. Hey, how you doing? Let me take you to your hole like I'm Patrick Ewing. You see me doing what I'm doing in the winning suit. Pull up in the 62, baby, win the blue. I'm more the combat nigga. How I finish you? So be careful what you're saying in your interview. I'm from the M.I., cookie letter. And I ain't doing nothing new, I just do it better. Certified to say the least, well put together. I make your girl get wet just for looking at her. Man. Yeah. You're killing it, right? Yeah. Blue slip, sink, chip, four, take the plane. First class in my aviator Gucci frame. You so dang a dang. This is Cinderella. 12 o'clock come. I'm still spinning cheddar. North grab a lot. Cause I never had a lot. But the cush got me feeling like an astronaut. Welcome to the moon. You have just landed. I'm so out of this world. I need my own planet. Fresher than a Anna Purser and a nigga handsome. Mile high with a virgin like a Richard Branson. Need an island and a bigger mansion. And a chick can stay wet, so when we fuck, it's like a river dancing. No sicker than a liver cancer. No question, I deliver, homie, this the answer. Yeah, they wanna put me on ice like I ain't the coldest. I'm at the bar with a bouquet, that's a dozen roses. Yeah. Jay Bueller. Street Mogul. It's the 30th. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I got this shit locked, man. Ain't nothing to it. I really love this. He who loves himself has no rival. Remember that. Yeah, so sucker free.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
No, that is not how you say it, Mac. Say it.
That's crazy.
Oh, shit.
That is very crazy.
Oh, Jesus.
That shit crazy.
Oh, yeah, man. Fucking Meridian Mist, all right? What's in the fucking water down there? Tell you, bro. Motherfuckers got some fire. Fire shit. Yo.
Yo.
Real fast. Final Kickstarter update, man.
Oh, yes.
And this is the, shit, not the final salute, but this is a big salute to everybody who helped get us there. We told y'all last set we met the goal, but we ended up, man, just shy of 1,300, man. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Actually, just over.
We did? We went over?
Oh, no. I mean,
one?
All right, when you take in the credit card declines, yeah, you're right.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, we had 1,400 and some attempts.
Yes.
It was, man.
Just us, yeah. That
actually, you know what? Let me take that back. After we paid the fees and all that, we had, we were right on the money.
Yeah.
So I'm wrong.
Hey, and I'm not.
We're set.
And I'm not condoning what Foxy's brother did with the credit card fraud and whatever. I'm just saying, next time, niggas be thinking. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, man. Now, that being said, there's also, we got leftover glasses.
Yes, sir.
And leftover T-shirts. So if you go to, well, I'll put the link in the chat.
Yeah, but we got the hood hype. It's a, store page?
Yep.
People can go there.
The bodega.
Yes, sir. You know what, man? We should probably keep that running, too, for, like, just for T-shirts, you know.
T-shirts
throughout.
Glasses.
Yeah, people can cop that whenever. So, man, once again, big thank you to everybody who helped us get there, man. For real, for real.
Yeah.
Thank you. Man,
that's huge, man, because the thing is right when we started the campaign, we were like, all right, we're going to go. We're going to get some interviews. We're going to check out some sweet shows. We're going to meet some people, spread the word, da-da-da-da-da. And now, if you go to hoodhype.com and look on the front page, you'll see a little flyer under the chat. And now we're actually part of the festival.
Yes,
we're going to be doing our show with Console Kings.
Big shout-out to them, man, too. The whole KKV, that whole team, love them dudes, man.
Ah, that's exciting, dude.
Dudes and girls, can't forget about miscommunication either.
Hello. Hey, miscommunication.
Licious Berry. I don't even say the fucking word.
Leashy Berry, yeah.
Leashy Berry,
yes, sir. for real, man. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it, man. I can't wait to meet everybody. Because, I mean, it's a few people that we go back and forth with on the regular anyway.
Sergio.
Aaron Black, I'm talking to you, too.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we're going to be down there, man.
Sergio, you got Butcher Black. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, what you mean?
I don't know.
For being all fucking sensitive. Yeah, Sergio the Pro.
No, you're not allowed to say it, motherfucker, no.
Sergio, I got that Brady Hoke, that Hulkamania t-shirt, bro. I'm bringing it with
you.
Yeah.
You're going to bring some Pat's blue ribbon for him, too?
Nah, no Pat's, man.
Okay.
He's going to get Michigan attire. Just like, yeah, it's going to drive him crazy.
Yo, by the way, the link for that store is hoodhype.com/store.
There it is, man. Yo, last episode we talked a lot about the fucking fight.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather kept his 42 now. And I, you know what, man? I kind of feel tainted, man, because that fight just didn't.
Man, dog. That was like.
It was a letdown.
What was it, 96 or 97?
The Tyson is an ear by ear. That's probably.
No, it was the one before that where he knocked dude out in like 3 seconds.
Oh, you talking about the Spinks fight. Mike Spinks.
Yeah,
90 seconds.
Bullshit, too.
Yeah, I mean, that sucked, but at least he fucking. At least it ended by a punch. Well, this ended by a punch, too. But it was
two
like,
punches. What
it
is it?
A two-piece.
Number three.
With a biscuit.
Number three. On the menu meal.
It was fucked up, man. It's just, man. And I think that's the thing that kills me is because I think Floyd was on his way to winning.
And dominating.
I don't think that happened.
I don't know, man. Right before,
if you headbutt me, nigga, I might hit you with a dirty shot.
I don't really care.
It wasn't dirty. Though.
When he had him cornered. You weren't swaying a little bit when Ortiz had him cornered?
No, because that's what niggas from Michigan do. They get cornered and they shoulder roll. Man, everyone got all gassed off.
He's getting lumped.
No, did you? Because Victor threw about 25 punches. He landed like three.
Really?
Yes. A couple of them were solid. He did land two good blows.
Mike, you got to remember.
But, man, come on, dog.
How much longer did the round have to go?
Actually, when the shit happened,
no more time.
It was like 1 second left.
Yeah, no, oh, so see, Floyd would have made it out.
You can't be safe. He wasn't hurt. But that's what I'm saying.
You got to remember that you're talking about one of the best defense. You know, one of the cons about his game, negatives about his game is that
he has no offense.
Why do you think Victor did that?
Hold on,
man.
That he's so defensive.
Yeah.
So you get him in the corner, and he's doing like this. That's too quick.
That's why he headbutted the motherfuckers. He threw like 20 punches and only landed two. And he was like, man, fuck.
Pow.
Yeah. Twice. It's going to bang him. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
I paused.
Yeah.
He jumped up, too. That motherfucker's like,
huh. Yeah, for real. You saw him miss all the punches. He was mad. He was like, fuck it. I'm going to blast the motherfucker, man. Seriously.
Oh.
But no, it was crazy, man. The fight was fun. I was going back and forth. Shout to Underground Knox because we was tweeting back and forth. She was mad as fuck, but I mean, shit, it is what it is, man. He undefeated and moved. And I hope they don't rematch that fight. I don't need to.
Really? Why?
Dude.
That would be great.
Yo, there was nothing in question. He was losing and on his way to another.
What was the score at the end of the fight? And when all was said and done?
I didn't see the official scorecards. I know by Letterman's scorecard, it would have been 3-1 for Floyd. I had it 4-1.
I want to know why, motherfucker. It's just because it's Floyd. No, and it was Floyd versus Van Holyfield. That's the only difference that we were talking like that about Mike biting the ear and shit versus this dirty ass leaving your head headbutt and then you want to kiss a nigga. Fuck off. What the fuck was
that? Yeah, how many times are you going to hug a motherfucker, huh?
And that wasn't even his first headbutt of the whole shit.
No, he's what I'm saying. He tried it earlier.
Yeah.
He got warm before.
We should. Now, fuck him. I hope he don't get no more shit. I want his money put in extra.
I'm saying, man.
And if he wins,
I don't need to see that
man. But Mayweather is handpicking still, man. He needs to.
Oh, my God.
He's handpicking from the top.
Shut the fuck up. What do you mean handpicking?
Who's the last three people he's fought?
Crazy.
Last four.
Ricky Hatton, Shane Mosley, Victor Ortiz.
And what the fuck's his name? Is
that
Golden Boy? What the fuck?
Oscar?
Yeah. So. Out of all these dudes, man, with the exception of
I just want to school you real quick. All these dudes at the time of fighting him was either former or current champions. So you talking about handpick? When you handpicking, you're fighting slouches. You're fighting dudes that have no resume.
Rookies. Hey man, have you been watching Fox News, my nigga? My white nigga, sound like you've been watching Fox News.
Three out of the four,
what?
Soft-spoken, friendly, nice.
But they got hands and steel. What the fuck is the purpose?
So,
You know,
yeah, Victor looked real nice when he was knocking Andre Berto ass out.
Yeah, man, they don't,
he looked real friendly.
Yeah, they don't have, I'm telling you, they don't.
So he hits six guys to beat him the fuck up and have and make a big payday or what? What are you saying?
There's a method to Mayweather's.
Is Manny any different? He's about to sauce open as they come.
I mean, what?
No, I'm saying.
Lewis.
What you mean, Lennox?
Yes.
Yeah.
If anybody can handpick, that's handpicking. When you're fighting players who you should have fought a long time ago on their way out, where you know 50 years old and shit, that's handpicking. He fighting all kind of shit. Come
whatever.
On, man.
We got Howard.
Fox News in the building. Howard, what's popping, man?
Oh, that works.
Uh-huh. Yes. Howard, we got you there.
You know what?
One thing we ain't checked.
One thing I didn't show you. I switched the channel.
Yeah, we switching shit up on y'all. New shit. What up, Howard?
Okay. What up, man?
What up?
I got one question.
Yeah.
Hood hype all day. If he hand picking, please select one opponent that he needs to fight other than Pacquiao. Name one.
Pacquiao's it.
No, that's not the case, man.
Okay. So how can he hand pick when it ain't nobody there to pick?
Thank you.
That's true.
I mean, who is he hand picking? It ain't no
that's a good point.
He's mad as iron. Thank you. Yeah, you said, yeah.
I mean, come on. Stop saying this shit. I understand you can say that when Roy Jones was fighting, but you can't say this shit now. It's only two people in this class right now, him and Pacquiao. At the end of the day, the fight don't need to happen because boxing is dead. When this fight's happening, nobody is watching boxing anymore. It ain't
worth it. I wouldn't go that far, my dude.
Who you gonna watch? Who you gonna watch right now in boxing if you ain't waiting for this fight right now?
Klitschko.
Hold on. I'm a boxing fan, so like I'm watching this week. I'm watching Chad Dawson and Bernard Hopkins.
Absolutely.
Okay. I guarantee you, other than hardcore fans, nobody gives a shit about Klitschko and Klitschko brothers. So at the end of the day, it's like when it comes down to money and making money, think about it. HBO is showing Klitschko fight Saturday at damn 4 o'clock in the evening. Like, when was the last time you seen a major fight on Saturday at 4 o'clock in the evening?
No, because
it's not even an event.
No, because they fight in fucking Germany. They scared to come over here. So, I mean, that shit happens when you fight overseas.
That proved the point in the sense that there was a time when it wasn't the fact that you being scared to come here, it was the fact that money was here. It ain't no money here, because ain't nobody giving a shit about them. The only fight is worth watching right now. Unless you are, like I said, you're awesome.
He's got a point, man. Boxing is on life support. No, I will say that.
There was a big deal made about it at one point, and Mayweather brings that. And
what's
that's
that?
The thing.
What you mean?
It's oh my God, man! Look at all the shit this dude's talking, and he gets everybody interested.
Yes,
Tyson, bro.
Yeah.
There needs to be more athletes like that. There needs to be more of that fucking chest thumping shit.
He took the torch. I mean, there was Tyson had it, De La Hoya had it, and then it got passed to Mayweather.
De La Hoya had it?
Oh shit! What?
The Golden Boy?
He had it because there's more business. Oscar's numbers was fucking unmatched, except for Mike Tyson.
I got another question. Why is it every boxer decides that they can make an album, an R&B album or some shit?
Actually, Oscar made a gay porn. That's totally different.
It's a gay porn and a Tejano album.
Ali sang, right?
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
What up?
And I'm going to leave with this. Pro and Major,
yeah. What up?
When we hang up the phone, both of y'all need to describe a white guy. Hood hype all day.
To do what?
What?
Describe a white guy.
Well, he's
there's one sitting right here.
Exactly. I see one right here.
Right, maybe he says slap a white guy. Let's do that too.
Jesus, man,
that was crazy.
Yeah. So the cool thing though about last week though.
But before we move on, I'm sorry.
What's up?
That shit crap.
Because they do make albums. And want to know who Ghost wrote for Deion Sanders? Roy Jones. Keep going.
Did he really? Oh, I was about to say. I wouldn't be shocked.
Eddie Murphy. Keep going.
That's it. Nah, man. So the fight night ain't stopped there, man. I wish I was in Vegas because it sounded like it was a fucking entertaining affair. So after that shit happened, the whole event moved over to the Palms, which is where the money team and that whole team was, you know, handling court, celebrating their victory. Now, over there was fabulous. And Ray J. Now, if you watch 24/7, you'd say, "Oh, why the hell is Ray J?" No, Ray J is—he's part of the money team. What part? I don't know. We'll get to that later. But anyway, Ray J was in the building. Fab was in the building, and Fab made a crack on Twitter about Ray J singing If I Had One Wish in Floyd's living room. Nah, I ain't gonna lie though.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was funny.
It was funny.
I'm like, man, you sensitive motherfucker. It looked stupid. He's like, we about to have a concert in my living room. And then right on cue, this nigga's on the piano.
The way that they cut, that they edited this shit.
It looked bad.
I do believe it.
Looked like
the
it
way
was
that they edited it, it looked like, hey, we about to have a concert in my living room.
Yeah.
And they went in there, and they turned the lights down, and he flicked out his little tail on his,
yeah,
on his,
man.
On his suit, and then sat down, and then, and then, but he said, oh, that boy bad. That was where he fucked up, because you can't see nobody else. Are you saying that boy bad? Come on, man.
That nigga sound like shit. He always sound like shit. Your Ray J cannot fucking sing.
You get the ass, though.
I mean, whatever. That's cool. Ain't no one doubting the news.
I'm not saying
ass getting good. The motherfucker can't sing for shit.
He sings as if he's on a mission to always
it's terrible. And anyone who follows Fab know Fab's a jokester. He, you know what I'm saying? He pops jokes. He's a sniper. He'll take some shots.
Right.
And so, anyway, they saw each other. And then, according to Fab's story, and this comes down to who you want to believe, they had dinner together. Everyone laughed about Fab's tweet, including Ray J. And then, after the fact, where they saw each other over at the different venue where Fab was going to perform, then all of a sudden, Ray J approached him, and shit went down. Now, what went down, that's a different story. But Ray J says that he punched Fab in the face.
Yeah.
Fab said he ain't hit shit.
Yeah.
He said he snatched him up by Little Red Riding Hood, and he said it was a little tussle.
50 co-signed it.
But 50 said nothing happened?
50 said he didn't throw no. He said they tried to, and no punches were landed.
For real?
Yeah.
But.
Hoodhype.com/Flix. Go look at that flick. That's a picture of him directly after the incident.
Well, did y'all hear Ray J?
And he's during his show. And the nigga looked like,
the picture do look a little, like he was
he
lumpy.
He had bad allergies.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Wait, but did you hear Ray J? Who was this guy? This motherfucker, man.
He was out of his.
He was like, he was on some pot shit. You're talking so reckless, man. I never heard. Yeah. I never in my life would expect Ray J to be talking like that, man. This shit was. It's amazing. And I think this was
there's no reason for him to have went off that hard.
This was the worst one, though.
You can't smack him over the phone, right?
On the phone that like niggas, and they gonna rape that nigga. Get that nigga over and stick it in that nigga boot.
All right. Wow. I'm mad how he described exactly how they would lick two fingers like he do, and then, you know, bend them over a nice plushy pillow on the red couch, not the blue one, the red one,
man.
And then stick it in their butt, but not too hard, just until
the part of the game.
And then they would go all in. Like, why you gotta, what the
man?
What the fuck is you talking about?
And that was just a smidgen, man. If y'all ain't hear Ray J on the Breakfast Club, please look that up. I mean, dude, you gonna get laughter.
That's Fab directly after the event.
I was saying he looked regular. He looked like ordinary Fab.
Get a regular picture. Get a picture of another day from him. I wanna do my comparison because the picture I seen, he had lumps.
Get a lump.
But like I said, maybe it's bad allergies.
I know Fab's interview made a hell of a lot more sense. That nigga was composed.
Wasn't involved.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Leave them drugs alone, dog. For real, bro. Leave them fucking drugs alone. That shit was retarded, man. But anyway, last Saturday was full of events. Shit's been crazy. Are you ready to get some music, bro?
Yeah.
Come back, talk some other shit. Jump on some Odyssey.
Please don't tell me. All I want to make sure is, after motherfucking Mexicans get beat up by Floyd, they end up in fishnets and petty hills and shit. If that happens to Ortiz,
Ortiz seems
it
like
might actually have already happened. They weren't fishnets, but this nigga is on some whoa shit.
Now, that was the floor. Yeah, that happened during 24/7. That shit was gay. Yeah, man. That brings us to another topic, man. We talked about the pussification of hip-hop.
Yes.
It goes deeper than hip-hop, man.
Man, it's way deep.
The pussification of men. When we come back on the rebound, man.
Yeah.
Odyssey. For certain. Episode 151, baby. DMV, fuck with it. Thank you.
right by the right thing. Pipe things more like light things. Life all small ideas could. So fuel them fuel by lightning. And still I don't rely on the shock factor. Lying mad when you ring in the dark after. I'm trying to live my life like an open book. Don't want to get to the middle and read it dark chapter. But I'm cool, yeah, I'm still on the for real. I broke the ground, but I'm fooling with a grill. Cook the milk for my crew when it feels like doing it all the time, cause I'm preparing to lose. Take the spirit of drink once in a while. Even if you ain't good at hell, get some in the past. How you deal with the fall, how you heal this. The pop up a man over bricks with the broom. Go, nothing is for certain, nothing is for sure. So let's stand and close the curtain. We gon' have to do the show. So what, so wild, so off, so damn. With anybody around, we go wild. Nothing is for certain, nothing is for sure. So let's stand and close the curtain. We gon' have to do the show. So what, so wild, so off, so damn. Ain't nothing for certain, so we put you working. And we see our shadow, but not faith lurking, kid. Life is a test according to God. You don't believe, and I guess you already love. Hustling when I fall, double the sickness and tall. Nothing was wrong, it's in the past, it's only tomorrow. Come tomorrow, we ain't promise, so who do you love, man? Studio, whole fashion, and Louis Vuitton, huh? Had a dream, an angel told me, remember? It can all be over with a snap of your finger. I say what I say, in this movie can end the day. Mama don't cry, I ain't like it in any place. But child, I'm saying fuck the world, you're at the end and in the belly of the DCP. It ain't killing the vibe, nigga, no. Say hello to the bad guys with a flow. Ho, keep from the bottom, we go. Nothing is for certain, nothing is for show. So we're standing close to curtain, we gon' have to do the show. So what, so wild, so off, so damn. Anybody you want to make a wall, we got to go. Nothing is for certain, nothing is for show. So we're standing close to curtain, we gon' have to do the show. So what, so wild, so off, so damn.
Yo, I swear, you have no idea how many up here is playing music chairs. We took the stairs, cause the elevator crowd. Let them be the loudest, the killers moving south. You gotta have style, and ain't no other way around. More about you, way less about when you down. Try to tell a friend that, never got a hit back. Said he bought the blow, and still I never felt the impact. And hit small ratings, been a core maybe. Friday high, my eyes wide on the daily, I'm ready to rise. Why? Because of the things that I experience. Drama be like karma, so we be like period. Hit me with you again. Go from case closed, take the road, and laying low, navigating through homes. In a homes through the speaker like a war throne. Hold the scroll, grip, roll, and go. Go by the cold like a brother was told years ago. Gold stuck in the skull. If I was the big driver, number my soul. But no, progress is why I don't rest. Used to be the most stressed, now I care less. We gotta reinvent.
Nothing is for certain, nothing is for show. So let's head and close the curtain, we gon' have to do the show.
The hottest is nice, man.
I gotta call out
the whole Diamond District.
I gotta call out. I got to call out his publicity people, though.
What's up?
They quoted that hook.
Uh-huh.
Like, man, you can't quote something where a dude bit off of something else, man. Paying homage, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But that isn't his line, most of it.
Yeah. But, I mean, what's the nature of the game?
Shout out to Odyssey, though, man. I'm a huge fan of Odyssey.
Dude is ridiculous. Big fan. It's that time, though, man.
What time? Watch time rap game, bang, sucker. I'm chilling with the homeboys. Major J Max is pro, man. And I smell fun pro. What's that goddamn stash box mean?
Drink, Mr. Killer Mike.
Drink alcohol!
Let's tell you what's in the stash box, Mr. Mike.
What is in my stash box, sir? This may be the smoothest flavored vodka that I've ever had.
He has had so much fucking vodka.
Yeah, man. I'm a vodka fucking snob. Y'all know this, man. I mean, the whole show is. I mean, even Max, a convert. He used to not like vodka.
I love vodka.
Nah, you love vodka.
He's a convert.
But this shit right here, bro. Oh, man. Oh, man, bro. Pearl. Pearl vodka.
Wham.
Yes, sir. Now, I haven't tried the regular yet, but I will say that the caramel vodka right here, stupid.
Would you like to know about this? This is a
hand-selected soft winter wheat combined with crisp, pure mountain water, artistically blended with the rich blood. Man, this shit is good.
Shit up, my nigga. Exactly. Shit up.
That's it. He's like, fuck all that reading. This shit is great.
It's so long. It's the longest vodka label ever. Shit.
Oh, shit, man.
But, you know you're drinking vodka. You know how long it would take a nigga to drink that off vodka?
Well, let me get y'all take on the record. I already put myself out there, but
I'm gonna send a flick, too.
Yeah, you do that.
Quit picking this.
All I know is Ray J better stay off of this vodka.
Shit.
That nigga be real bad.
Vodka is the last thing that nigga need to worry about, man. That motherfucker on that other... I got to talk to Alchemy, too, man. Was that pick?
It ended up being something he retweeted off of the
hill. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. He on that Ray J playing that.
Oh, my God. This stuff smells like candy, for real.
That, it do.
They paused me because I said that the label was too long.
Paused it.
Oh, my God.
I could take a bath in that.
Wow. Dog. I'm telling you.
Wow.
It don't get no better.
I'm telling you. I wish that my semen tasted like that. Just what? Just,
oh!
That's
boy.
Possible. But
that's a little bit too much information.
I do, because it would be sweet.
Yeah, that's not crazy. That's shit. Hey, man. You crossed the line with that one, fucker.
I'm just saying.
I'm not saying I would taste it. I'm just saying. I'd be like, you know, hey. Now what is the problem? Now what is the problem? You got nothing to say, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. With us, Pearl. Vodka, and you know, you want to know the best part, bro? Take a guess at the price for the fifth.
$20, $19.99.
No,
I'm on. Man,
let me see, yes, sir.
I would say between 10 and 15.
You would be right in the middle, bro. $13.
Are you kidding me?
That's what I'm saying. To get that level of smoothness, yes, the 13
without already owning a Brita,
it's tart.
And important,
yeah, like we did. Our experiment.
Yes,
it is delicious.
That shit is sick, man. So shouts to Pearl, bro.
It's delicious, man.
Good shit. But yo, man, we talked about it before we jumped to the track about pussification. We was talking about Victor Ortiz, but it goes, he's a symbol of where shit is headed. Now, Mac, this was your shit in particular, man. You were saying, like, the game, not just the game that got soft, but you saying that I think it starts in the music, though. I do think the music.
These niggas is mad because I said the semen word.
Yeah.
All y'all think the same thing, nigga.
That's a 15-yard penalty, nigga.
Fuck all y'all. Y'all think the same thing.
Wow. What if he did, then I would never ever heard that ever in my life.
We need a flag. Yeah, I was telling that shit immediately.
Go ahead.
But yeah, man. So the game is the soft, but you're saying it's society.
Yeah.
And, I mean, go ahead and say, I mean, explain what you mean by when you say the pussification of men.
Man, the thing is, the way, man, if you look at mainstream as a whole, mm-hmm, and take a step back and look at your favorite TV shows, look at your favorite music, I don't care what genre it is. I mean, you've got Justin Bieber getting the fucking A-OK for wearing, admitting to wearing women's clothes. You got...
Whoa, what you mean?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
He's like, I wear women's pants. I don't care. He's trying
for
to
real?
Play it off like, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. It's probably the jegging thing. Yep. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
So you got, right, you got him. You got...
He
kisses dudes and blah, all that shit.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got dudes who have more shoes than a chick. Oh, man, I got these new Air Forces. I got, like, 15 pairs. I got, and he's talking about them like they're fucking stilettos.
Yeah. Joe licked the bottom of one of his, man. He really loves
That's what I'm saying.
You know what's crazy, though, man? Is that you onto something with that, because, yo, dudes know more about shoes. Yeah, they be, like...
Bags?
Now, yeah, so I'm saying nowadays in their bars, they be talking about the bags that they buy for their bras, but they know it probably better than they chick.
Fuck, yes.
It's crazy.
Right.
It's like, yeah,
that's what they have in common, my nigga.
Dude.
Instead of having some game about themselves and having that in common with these broads,
yeah,
let's go shopping.
Now, I sat there on
that's
Twitter and watched.
Right,
I sat on Twitter earlier this week and watched people argue about the stitch on what are those expensive jeans? I don't fucking know what they're
called. Red Monkey?
No, the. Fuck, True Religion.
Leopards?
Is that what it is? I sat there and watched dudes.
It's leopards.
Exactly. I sat there. Dude, seriously, I sat there and watched these dudes argue about the stitch of jeans for a half hour.
Spit this out on my laptop. All this shit in here, nigga.
Let's hold on. So niggas is arguing.
My point being that it's just... it's out of fucking control, man. At what point do some of these motherfuckers... Do you know how to change a tire on a car? Can you cut down a fucking tree? Can you go fucking do anything that a fucking man does?
Kill your dog.
I understand.
Can you do something that a fucking man does? For real. Where's your dad? I mean, you got a dad.
Where's your dick?
Maybe or maybe not. That's the point I'm just about to get into. This is the same generation of hip-hoppers and whatnot that, you know, it became... Somehow it became cool to, I don't know if it became cool. I feel like it became cool to somebody to get a broad pregnant and be done with it. And then all these kids raise it themselves. And then the first time that they get called to having a unibrow, then they're in the fucking beauty salon getting their motherfucking eyebrows shaved.
That's the other thing, manicures, pedicures, all that shit.
My wife told me that the Asians regularly cut the eyebrows of some niggas in there. Every time that she's in there.
Why can't you just...
You on to something, though, man. Like you said, too, though. It became cool to... It's pussification.
Yeah.
But I think it's because of the lack of presence.
Yes, sir.
But the thing is, man, I would say that, but then you got certain people that's like older cats in
Miss
the game.
Miss Pizza, nigga. We talking... I mean,
No, you got even certain rappers, man. They're not these little young kids, and they on the purse shit. And
Adam Adapa.
What's up?
Adam Adapa. Who are you talking about? Give me
Jay, one of my favorites, but that nigga is a little bit too fashionable for me at times, though. I'd be like, why you know so much about purses and Prada
exactly.
And shit like that, man?
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
Come on, dog.
That's true.
What is he saying?
There's nothing wrong, though, with
having
a little bit of style, man. I get that. I get that you want to, like, have nice clothes and shit, but goddamn, man.
If you know about style for a man, that's cool. Well, if you know more about your broad's bag than she do,
right.
then we got some problems.
But what about a T.I. who came out, the
Louis rag?
Wait,
my
Louis rag or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
This nigga is off.
Yeah, it was gay as fuck. I didn't like it.
Real tight.
Yeah, it's like a Scoot the Rip.
Even the hard ones have motherfucking pussification issues.
Yo. Yeah, that's what I think niggas is just piling on. They're trying to get in on it's a trend.
Yeah.
And the sad part is no one's putting their foot in the ground and be like, you know what, man? I'm not talking about this female shit.
I'm not wearing the tight.
Actually, Styles P is.
Shit. Yeah, that's what
you
I'm
saying. We talk about some rappers that are like, fuck that.
Don't give me the tight jeans anymore either.
What about the leopard leggings?
All that shit, man. There was, and on the flip side, though, I'm going to be a complete hypocrite because I saw, I think it was DJ Red Alert was talking about dude sagging and this epidemic needs to stop. And I bitched about it before, but then I started thinking about, you know, you see the dudes wearing tight jeans below their ass and their fucking boxers are hanging out and shit.
Yeah.
But I got to thinking about it, man. What if that shit was basketball shorts? Would it make any fucking difference?
Yep.
I mean, does it really fucking matter?
What, their ass was hanging out in
boxers.
Jeans versus...
In boxers. I mean, so the fucking boxers. So fucking what?
Hey, man.
What's the difference?
I mean, I don't know how that shit became trendy because I was still young at that point, but... I became trendy to sag them that low. And then
but you wore a shirt that was long enough to cover your shit.
Not
up.
Necessarily.
In high
not
school
if I was hooping. Not if I was hooping. But the thing is, you know, when you had the old heads and stuff talking about, you know where that trend came from, is jail. That means you're open for business, boss.
For real. Always the story, too.
Everybody got to watch that under the rug and shit. And now look at what we got.
Yeah.
Jeggings, nigga. Jeggings.
Man. It's seriously, man. We need to start teaching our kids to fucking hunt and shit, man.
He said hunt. I don't know about that.
I taught my nephews how to tie two cats' tails together and throw them down a chimney just to make sure them niggas knew what was good.
He said hunt.
Yeah. We took a bow and arrow out and shot a dog yesterday.
Yeah, like, I mean,
we killed the Wolverine the week before. Actually, that's in a couple weeks, but you understand what I'm saying if you know what I'm saying.
Stick some firecrackers in frogs' mouths and shit, man.
That's right.
Yeah, all that shit. Fuck it.
Society's fucked, man.
Why is it getting like that, man? Everybody's like fucking dudes singing and I'm not singing.
You think it was the G Unit wife beaters? You think that fucked it all up?
It does, man. Been the gayest wife beaters of all time. Yeah, the ones fitting like wearing his videos.
It looked like they had an underwire. And
yeah,
I do know what an underwire is because that's a bra and titties is underneath it, nigga.
You ain't lying. No, I know
are you talking about?
Like, it was like extra form fitting. Yeah. Like, yeah, what is that?
Right.
Yeah.
You think Ja Rule fucked it up with all that? He'll believe in a licking. Don't even know what the fuck he was saying, really.
Oh, man, you also on the G-Unit shit.
G-Unit was really early gay. Yeah. It was really early. I don't even know how he got away with that.
But that was like 7 years ago. That's yeah. He was putting.
What about Cam and the pink shit? What the fuck you talking about? You ain't Pink Panther, motherfucker.
You the pink shit was baggy.
Man, fuck that. It was soft.
That's the thing, man.
It was soft as motherfucking alpaca, nigga.
All this shit's masked behind. Well, you know, I'm secure enough where I can, you know, wear pink.
I mean, is it really that, though? And that's the counter to our argument. Maybe we're fucking
homophobes,
insecure motherfuckers.
I'm secure, though.
I mean, shit, maybe we think we are.
I feel like I am.
I mean, I would love to hear the other side of that coin. If you a pink rocking bunny, you'd be out there rocking that shit?
He called him a bunny. Nobody's going to call in and just call him a bunny.
But, I mean, if it's now to the point where you're walking behind a chick and you're like, oh. And it turns around and it's a fucking dude, and you're like, oh, goddamn.
All right, but that's
when you're running into fucking problems.
So if you're looking at a chicken like, yo, that person, that's last year. That's, you know, that's still last year.
Something's
wrong with you.
Let's think about the Timbs. Even the Timbs, nigga, they hard in their work boots, but niggas don't wear them like work boots. Even when they fucked up the Timberlands.
Yeah.
You know Timberland, how happy they were to make all that money? Mm-hmm. And how sad that some probably family member of the Timberland, you know, dynasty was?
Yeah.
What?
They're wearing them for fashion.
The fuck you mean? They better go fucking, like you said, cut down a goddamn tree.
That's what it is, man. We opening that up to the people, too. So if you want to call in, whatever.
Shouts to Jazz Pretty Clicker.
Oh, yeah. Shouts to.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Hi, Jazz Pretty Clicker.
Yeah, this being a recurring theme, man. We get more females talking with us. I like that, though. That's cool.
Or dude setting up girls.
Wait a second.
Don't matter. Don't say that, man. What's up, man?
I was saying you're talking some shit, and we got a bunch of girls tuning in now.
Yeah, they're tuning in for the manliness, man. It's the man show. Yeah.
You know what I said?
Chest thumping. Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'm going to pour a shot.
Exactly. Go cut a tree while you at it, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Pause.
Yeah, we about to pause.
What's pause about that?
Cut a tree, nigga. eat wood. What?
It was
I'm just saying.
Hey.
Impossible. I'm just saying.
God damn, it's apples and oranges, motherfucker.
Both fruits.
Jesus
nigga.
Christ.
Fucking fruit.
Get his G-side, getting it.
Oh, shit.
Episode 151, man. Phone line is open. 888-842-4973.
Put in work, baby. Okay. Ghetto revolutionary. People say the truth is scary. So we hide behind lies like Santa Claus and Tuesday. But I must admit it's been a few. Cause I have money under my pillow. A presence in my living room. So I stick and move, second job, make my little money, flip that shit a couple times. Cause it's either the Mexicans or the Cajuns. Try to escape and they giving you challenge pages. But my state is, to my daughter Asian, get paid in full, but still try to remain famous. Addicted once you take it. The music started drawing, get somebody late. Now this shit is gaining, and I don't need that one that night. I used to stretch out, drop a couple panics in my book. I've been having nightmares and being broken third. Can't sleep while I'm in the social world. I'm the man that paid the gift of black history, and all these things that I planted, what they did, mom. Yeah, they must be. I made it past 25, the lifestyle I'm living. Minimum wage is by a fucking high. If I'm flexing, goddamn it, I deserve this shit. And I'm just trying to fall hard on that open shit. Maybe a player, Sunday, watch the throne, nigga. Magic to a giant, I'm that king, nigga. These boys by sex, they worried about they process. Neo on the island, business is pure Smith milk. Fuck the rough when they struggling to breathe in that rough. And all you dream about is how to fuck, close the straight breath. A savage, yet my life is not perfect, huh? Mona Lisa and her greatest in comparison, huh? I'm in the middle of the ocean, ain't no drowning me. My life is not a circus, ain't no way to
be
drowning me. Man, I ain't close to where we, cause living where I'm from is more than airy. 16th and hard shit ever posted early, getting it. Life moving fast, feels like we ain't living it. As fast as money comes, the faster we creating it. Riding around on nationals, machine guns and extended kicks. Looking for a
gon' come up, these young guns, AB friendly, and say, how about shoot your blackout? Then they go and cruise and strip that backyard Midwest music, and bump in that junkie. Showing off, why we getting it, that package. Spend the money in that match, trip for a back, snip off that match. Stop back with them dirty kids who end up getting 40 years off that package. My fans think it's amazing how I made it out that track. Getting it, niggas said it's my turn, getting it.
Niggas said it's my turn, getting it.
Shout out to, ooh, no, we're not. My bad. We got a caller.
Yo,
Big Rome, what's poppin', bro?
Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Hey, what's crackin', man? It's Big Rome. I'm normally a podcast listener, but I was checking y'all out talking about the pussification of men.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, halter tops and jelly shoes is next.
Man, don't say that, man. I'm holding on.
I'm telling you.
He's right.
The shit started, though, for real, though. A lot of people ain't gonna like this, but the shit started with the first motherfucker that put two earrings in his ear. That was the beginning of the pussification of men.
Fabulous?
Nah, I go way
like that. But then the next dude that put on a pink shirt, he took it to the next level.
Yeah.
He wore a pink shirt, and now they put Nas in that pink suit in that one video where that car blew up.
Come on,
I'm still trying to figure out, if you go shopping, what's going to make a man walk down the aisle when there's a blue shirt, green shirt, black shirt, red shirt? Why the hell are you going to pick the pink shirt?
I'm gonna show how masculine I am.
About you on the inside.
Do you think this pussification came even you know, before Bloods and Crips chose colors and shit?
Nigga, fuck your red, nigga. I got blue on.
Yeah, and then with the flag and pants, I don't know how I would stand around a bunch of dudes with my drawers out and shit. I don't get that one either.
Yeah,
I mean,
but, yeah.
See, man,
it's,
I remember.
It's gonna get worse. It's going to off the top and jelly shoes.
I hope you're wrong, dog. If I see them niggas rocking jelly, oh, boy. Yeah, that's...
I'm joking, man, but the shit got progressively worse.
Yeah, see, I get it if you want, like, those sweet-ass Jordans. I'm not trying to put guidelines on people, but damn, man, it's over the top. Like, it is crazy.
See, the problem is, though, man, we live in a society, dog, where being unique is fucking... It's everything.
You got
to right now.
You got to be different, so, just like everybody else.
So everybody, what extreme will you go to be an individual or be different?
Buy our shit. Weezy did do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be the screen printed shirts with the big letters and shit. Man. That went away. That's a good point, man.
It's like
I bet y'all hit on something earlier too about the dudes being raised by their moms. They probably were playing around in their mom's closet because there was no dads around.
Yeah, you ain't lying. That's some real talk. Real.
Clickety-click-click-clacking all
that,
around.
That dad's influence right there, bro, that shit will fuck you up.
How Big was raised without a dad, that motherfucker was in the lumberjack, red and black lumberjack with the hat to match.
And somehow he ended up with Mr. C as a mentor. Homie.
Yeah.
All right, my dude. Appreciate the call.
All right. Good night, brother.
Appreciate it. Hey, about to hit y'all with the... This is supposed to be a back-to-back, but we had to take the call. I didn't want to leave dude on hold, so we're about to hit y'all with MERS right here. Life is Time. Episode 151.
All this love to rap the river right on. Trying to build this empire. My intent is to inspire. I believe you to be whatever you desire. Come on, but you gotta reach higher. I said you gotta reach higher. Come on, you gotta reach higher. Grab a hold of your dreams, set the world on fire. They said I wasn't shit without a record deal. Took it all in and I let it be. Then I hopped on the plane. Let it enter damn $30 for my name. Giving y'all the game. I made a small fortune way before I had the fame. Saw the world before my 21st birthday. But what I really wanted was respect in the workplace. Just running on us in the magazine. Acting like you didn't even have a scene. The underground was invisible. Until the world went digital.
Master was a blessing in disguise, cause it helped to show the world the real rap was still alive. Now my distribution worldwide and my U.S. fan base pulling in fire. Took beginning of the end for the major labels, cause all they did was spend money trying to cover up for lack of talent. Promoting crack and black on black violence. So we refuse to stay silent. Started up a movement, making music that was timeless. The small group of true rhymers, they used to would know it's not exactly what it's timeless. Artists love to rap a rebel rival. Trying to build this empire. My intent is to inspire. Hop a deep, be whatever you desire. Come on, but you gotta reach higher. I said you gotta reach higher. Come on, you gotta reach higher. Rap a whole same tattoos where you can't see. I'm the one, I'm the man that you can't be. Decades plus in the game, I got a name. While a lot of these commercial ass rappers should be ashamed. Sold your soul for that 15 minutes. You was in, you was gone, you was hot, now you finished. I represent the real hip hop. For my homies that still sell pills and low blocks. I told them young dudes, clean your money up. If the recession is the perfect time for coming up. You can listen to these rappers if you're dumb enough. A smile, get money, have fun, be one of us. Why you acting tough for? We'll throw a free puff in a cupcake war. It's not real, it's all what you make it. All you got is your word and your fuck wants to break. Life is a myth and time is an illusion. I'm a light shining through the confusion. We sell frequency, design this music. All of these things rhymes, have fun, and some cool shit.
Yo, yo, that was Life of Time off my new album, Love and Rockets, Volume 1, Transformation. In stores October 11th, produced entirely by TV. Crazy Wild Karate School, Part 2, in stores now. Has been made a summer year in stores now. Can't be added to the practice.
That nigga got a minute and a half of
Sean O'Connor.
Shameless self promotion. I am mad at it.
On DD172.com, New Rock Records.
Yeah. Shout out to fucking MERS, man.
To the whole staff.
Yo, the Hip Hop and Love Tour, man. That's coming to Detroit.
Is it, bro?
Yes.
It's actually going to be at A3C, too. But
where'd you go?
Dame Dash, that's his thing. It's his whole crew.
And I heard the Ski Beat, so yeah. I figured Dame will be
his. Is it his son, that dude Dash? Is that his son?
I don't know.
New rapper Dash, I think that's his son.
Shit.
Or brother.
For real?
Cousin or some shit.
It is what it is.
He ain't bad, though.
That's cool, man. Shout out to Murray. That shit's a double track, man.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. All right, man. This is the biggest case, at least nationally, for the last few weeks, has been the Troy Davis case. And I know we had a lot of people on Twitter was like, man, I know y'all got to speak on this. And, you know, what's your opinion? Because the dude was put to death. What was it? September 21st, I believe it was.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, it's been a case where it's kind of polarizing. Like, a lot of people are on one side, a lot of people is on the other. And I guess, you know, we got to give our take on it because we never been one to sit quiet on any type of issue, especially any type of social issue that's this big. So
yeah, so explain to me exactly what exactly went down and the listeners. I mean,
yeah, because I realize too, a lot of people probably, you know, I don't want to say you've been living under a rock because I ain't going to lie to you. But if, before like 2-3 weeks ago,
yeah.
I didn't know what the
shit went
was.
Down in 1989.
Yeah.
That's right. And there was witness testimony.
And hey, hold on. Yeah, let's run through the facts,
okay,
man.
Go ahead.
In 89, Troy Davis was convicted and sentenced to death for the murder of an off duty police officer, Mark McPhail, in Savannah, GA. There's several witnesses testified that Davis shot McPhail. There were shell casings that matched or were related to a shooting that took place earlier, which was a car-to-car shooting, which
yeah.
happened also in Savannah.
Right.
Earlier that, I think it was the same night, matter of fact. Through the whole thing, though, Davis maintained that he was innocent, said he, you know, he was not the person that shot Bennett, old dude. And I think he didn't say that he didn't do the other shooting either. The thing that happened is he was obviously, like we said, he was convicted, found guilty, sentenced to death. But then over time, you had several of the witnesses that testified that he did it, either changed or recanted their testimony.
right?
That's a big, you know, that's a pretty big
deal.
Did
they do that officially in court?
You know.
On paper, nigga.
Yeah, on paper, because when you have a lawyer, they're out there talking to witnesses, gathering information, because his whole thing was he was going for either an appeal or you can have a hearing to basically present new evidence.
Is it 7 out of 9 people that were non-police officers recanted their story?
No. Now, my point is, though, but
like,
did they give testimony in court?
So we'll get to that. Okay. So the thing is, too, and this is something that you can't sleep on, over that time, the case kind of gained momentum. You had a lot of politicians, a lot of public people like Sharpton and others, NAACP, a lot of big organizations joined in and helped Troy Davis, you know, with his fight. So then finally, man, 2010, fucking 11 years after the shit originally happened, he got granted an evidence. What was it called? Evidentiary hearing, which is to review new evidence. So that's when you get the witnesses that change their story. You know, you get them to go on record and so on and so forth. But despite everything that they brought to the table, the Supreme Court said that the original ruling was just. So
So they executed him.
The hood is like one step ahead of me every time. With no fucking murder weapons, like Casey Anthony. With no murder weapon.
Shit.
7 out of 9 recanting their shit.
But see, recanting doesn't mean that, and that's the thing too. That was in the facts.
Let me get the definition
from the case. Is that recanting is you can if you answer one question different than what was asked to you before. Technically, you've recanted your testimony. And so what they said is that despite all these people claimingly having changed the story.
To make a formal retraction or disavow of a statement or belief to which one was previously committed oneself.
Yeah.
That sounds like you're saying, oh, no, I don't believe that no more.
No, Bill, recant, and hold on, I'm just being devil's advocate.
I'm just doing devil's
I'm saying what recanting could be is, so you were at the scene. You were on the scene of where the shooting took place at 10:45. No, I was there at 10:30. You recanted yourself. So by changing your statement on one question of the whole deposition that you may have taken, you've recanted your testimony.
That's
because
perjury,
you,
isn't it?
No, not okay. Perjury. Perjury is when you fucking knowingly lie.
How did he get executed, by the way?
Is it like hold on. So okay. You got. Hold on. Don't leave.
Yeah.
So I'm reading the definition.
Mm-hmm.
Recanting, to make a formal retraction or disavow of a statement. That means that you're saying...
A statement, not your whole statement, a statement. So when you get an interview, you give multiple statements, right?
Okay, so you change your story.
It could be one element of your story, yes.
Okay, so you're changing your story.
Yep.
All right, so 7 out of 9 of the non-police changed their story, but their story still, it was different. But it still pointed at him being the murderer.
And that's what the Supreme Court said. They said despite the changes of the story, they said most of the changes to the stories were inconsequential, didn't change the outcome.
See, I think this shit's getting pumped up by the media because I think there's shit that we don't know. Because
it could be.
We don't know.
We didn't sit on the trial, so I mean, we don't know all the details. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, man, you know, regardless,
his could have sucked donkey balls for all I know.
Exactly.
I doubt that, man. When you got the NAACP and Sharpton and all them funding your case, I doubt he had a fucking slouch.
Even with lawyers that are funded by the NAACP and Sharpton and all them, there's got to be the worst fucking lawyer of them. You understand me?
It's possible.
I'm just saying.
I doubt they would have put a whack-ass lawyer on a case that had that much clout.
What color was the jury? Did they say what the percentage is?
That was in I believe that's in the fucking wiki, and I want to say, was it 6 or 7 out of the original jury or the Supreme Court one? Because the Supreme Court one wasn't a trial. That was just looking at new evidence. The trial, I want to say 6.
You motherfuckers know law so well.
No, just fucking read, man. Shit.
All right.
So, I mean, out of the original case, I want to say 6 out of 12 were black, or 7 out of 12.
So at least half. At least.
I believe so.
So it was, man.
So it's fucked up, man. But now,
and he'd been held off. The execution had been held off on several occasions.
Yeah, he was granted a stay, like, what was it, 2 or 3 times, I think, he got a stay?
Okay.
Then he got convicted in 89.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spent a lifetime in there. I mean, as far as young black males is concerned.
He spent a while, man. And so he was put to death.
And I, to me, man, the only thing that was, it was crazy because there was like an outcry, and which I get, man, because the thing is, looking at his case, I didn't really see if there's that much doubt. Death is, yeah, that's a tough sell.
Thing is, man, I'm not buying it.
Right. What you mean?
If it was so fucked, I mean, this is the thing, is that this happens all the time. It's like, regardless of color, when it's in the media and it's full of, you know, everybody's pushing it and shit, and everybody's falling behind, RIP, 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 save this man, and everybody jumps on board, but nobody knows all the fucking facts except for the people who are in that
fucking
room. Really,
and that's what I had an exception with, is everyone ought to pile on.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people, man, they was putting Troy Davis in the same sentence with Obama on different shit. And it was like, word? For real? Like, saying as far as this case was as important as Barack making it, this
Jesus
case was just
Christ.
I'm like,
are you serious?
You know, if you want to talk about overstating some shit. Now, I'm not saying overstating, because we don't know if he was guilty or not, but I'm just saying, dude, there's two shootings that took place, and he was implicated in both. I'm not saying he's guilty.
He actually was convicted in August 28, 1991.
Of the other shooting?